Everybody Loves Dynamite.
Yeah.
Didn't find that music yet?
Nope, you got it.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Needed for a special message from a special man.
In the last few weeks, a large amount of ugly, malicious information has been released into the media about me. Apparently, this information was leaked with transcripts in a grand jury proceeding, where neither my lawyers nor I ever appeared. The information is disgusting and false. Years ago, I allowed a family to visit and spend some time in Neverland.
How about that?
Neverland is my home. I allowed this family into my home because they told me their son was ill with cancer and needed my help.
Right.
Through the years, I have helped thousands of children who are ill or in distress.
Liar.
These events have caused a nightmare for my family, my children, and me. I never intend to place myself in so vulnerable a position ever again.
Good.
I love my community, and I have great faith in our justice system. Please keep an open mind and let me have my day in court.
Thank you, Pete.
I deserve a fair trial like every other American citizen.
Pedophile.
I will be acquitted and vindicated when the truth is told. Thank you.
Toad.
We will not be undersold.
I will not make these same lapses in judgment, such as having 8 boys come over for an oil party.
Bounce on the bed. This will not happen a third time.
Here he is again.
Years ago, I allowed a family to visit and spend some disgusting time in Neverland. Neverland is a nightmare for thousands of children who are ill or in distress. I never intend to place their son in so vulnerable a position ever again. Thank you.
That's
better.
That's the one that I like.
Disgusting.
We'd like to see.
Disgusting.
Embarrassing.
Years ago, I allowed a family to visit and spend some disgusting time in Neverland. Neverland is a nightmare for thousands of children who are ill or in distress. I never intend to place their son in so vulnerable a position ever again. Thank you.
Disgusting.
That wasn't edited for broadcast.
Not much.
You know what? You brought this up on the show, I think, on Friday.
Yeah.
And I think that there is a problem with the technical sound of that microphone.
You think?
I think so. It's got a hollow sound to it.
What makes you think that?
I didn't want to give you any credit on Friday, but I kind of heard
it. You knew I was right.
Well, it wasn't really until like the last, until we got the
news.
I think
they fixed it over the weekend.
I think he likes it. No, they didn't.
I think they fixed it completely. It's a bit tubby sounding, as we say.
Hey.
Let me see if I can.
There might be a setting on the back end of the microphone.
There is a way to set it, but you have to take off that bass to it. I got the windscreen.
Well, I'm trying to take the...
How do you take the bass off?
I think you need a screwdriver.
Brute force.
Well, there looks
you need an ace, right?
No.
Ace is bass. It's turned on.
No, there's something in the back.
Mike, it's backwards.
He's speaking into the other end of it.
Somebody gives me a tiny little screwdriver.
Here you go.
I can thank you. Here we go.
He's going to...
Threw Mike what do you call it? It's like what you hang your laundry.
Hello? Check 1, 2.
Oh, a clothespin.
A clothespin.
Is that different? Testing 1, 2.
Yeah, it's tinnier now.
Yeah, it is. It sounds better. A little more.
It's better now, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds more like
a tin. Try the other one.
Did you fix it with the clothespin, really?
I did, believe it or not.
And what are we doing with a clothespin? Like an old wooden-style clothespin.
How does it sound now? Does it sound even better?
I think so.
Yeah, I fixed it.
Wow.
See? Wait a minute.
Now what? Now you've got a real screwdriver?
Well,
now I'm going to put it back the way it was.
I see what you're doing.
All right, I'm going to put this here.
This may be
changing the bass response.
Like it was before.
He's changing the bass roll-off curve.
Good. We'll fix that one back. And then do whatever you can to make mine so my voice is deeper.
And yours, we would have to take the back plate off. See, turn yours around.
Of course.
See, you've got a logo on yours.
Yeah.
Hi. How you doing?
They normally put that logo on so the disc jockeys can't screw with the equipment.
How's this? Well, does this sound better?
That sounds like you.
Now, what I did was I made the one adjustment, and then I went back and I fixed both of them. Then I went back and just fixed one.
The only way we could know for sure is if Mike were to sing.
One boy, like Johnny Constantine.
It's the microphone. Still has a slightly hollow sound to it.
Mine?
Yeah, now when you were singing, I turned my microphone down, I hate to be like
one boy, Johnny Constantine. Now I did the whole thing.
That's better.
So now it's Johnny Constantino.
See, that ho-ho-ho, though, was still a little...
That's because it's up. If I do it, ho, 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 ho.
No, see, if I go, ho, 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 ho.
Ho, 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 ho.
Ho, 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 ho.
Hey. 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 Well, so do you think it's better now, or is it still...
Well, now I don't know what's right and what's not right.
I just hope we can resolve this before we start the show.
Me too.
It's the Monday tune-up.
What time do we start?
Very soon.
Whenever we feel. Now it's just a straight line.
That's no base roll-up.
That's what you should have, what they call a flat response.
Flat line.
The honest, true reflection of reality.
Well, that's the way it was when I came in here before.
Well, then that's wrong.
And speaking of flat, how's the calendar coming?
The women of WJFK.
How's this? Is this better?
Nope, that's tinier.
Let me hear. It sounds brighter.
I disagree, Rob. It's not going to be a flat map at all.
Oh, yeah. Let me check one too. How's that?
It's going to be one of those topographical type maps.
Like a touch calendar?
Yes.
You get a blind person.
There's lots and lots of bumps to be found. Curves. Thank you, Buzz.
Curves.
Thank you. Curves.
Yes.
Mike, are you sticking that screwdriver in your eye?
Yes, I was.
Are you blind?
Happy Monday. Okay. It sounds weird to me now. It doesn't sound right.
You know what?
I'm a little nasally, though.
It'll sound perfect. Different after it goes through everything and goes out on the air. Okay, it might sound fine.
Listen, now I think it's perfect.
Joining, what's that engineer's name?
Matt.
Matt
the
Slick Boy. Is this the touchy-feely engineer?
Mm. Well, didn't have the guts to stay online. Wanted to call with a thought.
What was the thought that he's got?
See, now you're doing that thing with your cam.
Yeah, I know. And my cam's almost full.
And I hear that.
He's in the building. He should stop by.
Okay, hello. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Here.
The late Milburn Drysdale.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
What do you call a doctor that studies 151-proof rum?
What?
A bacardiologist.
Bacardi Limon.
And
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Ask for him by name.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Years ago, I allowed a family to visit and spend some disgusting time in Neverland. Neverland is a nightmare for thousands of children who are ill or in distress. I never intend to place their son in so vulnerable a position ever again. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, that's that. Then that takes care of it.
And what worldwide organization is dedicated to maintaining peace and stability throughout the homosexual community?
Which one?
Gato.
Gato?
That's all I got today.
Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
So once again, those stellar gags. The cardiologist.
Love that.
And Gato. Like a play on Nathan.
Right.
Let's go to Buzz Girdley. Buzz.
I think these have Rob written all over them.
Michael.
I'm going to say it's the service.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Yes, you got it.
I haven't written one in like a week.
Right.
That's good. I'm glad. I'm usually wrong.
Those are from the Fantastic Joke Service.
They don't get funny like that from an amateur, you know.
Right.
Hello.
Okay, hi there. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi there, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there, Jerry.
Hello.
Hello. Hi there. Hey there, Bert. Right, Tony.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. How about Uncle June today?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know, could fill a book.
Hello.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are... Here we go.
In true story, there's a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, and his soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
How have you been?
Mike? That's not the funniest kind of clothespin. The funniest kind is the kind without a spring.
Mike is having a wardrobe malfunction right now. with the clothespin.
Remember that before you take your shirt off.
Amen.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Out of the mouths of tards and all the ships at sea. Please say hello to the newly elected presidents of Iraq.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Hello.
It's a great day for all of us in Baghdad. Don and Mike show new episode on this Monday. January 31, 01, 31, 05.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Howdy, Buzz, and let's get ready. And we are retarded. And Don and Mike show, and it's January 31.
Wow.
2005. Call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636 from Canada, from Mexico. 800-636-1067 and D.C. on WJFK-FM. Call us at 202-432-1067. We are going to have an exciting segment in our next segment.
Oh, fantastic.
It's going to combine two elements of this show that are fantastic.
Right.
First is the celebrity chat. And today's celebrity chat will be with the real Dennis Rodman.
No. Excellent.
Now, not only will we get to finally talk to the monosyllabic but much-loved Dennis Rodman.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We, in fact, will be doing our world-famous and listener-hated Shaq and Dennis show.
Amen.
With Dennis Rodman.
Very good.
As the guest. Now, I don't know how Dennis is going to react to being on the Shaq and Dennis show.
Well, I certainly hope he gives us a review.
Yes.
Why is it they call radio Shaq? How are you doing? What's up, Doc? How are you doing?
That's really the extent of it. We're going to see how he likes
that. That's the show. We comment on current events, basketball events, and that's... hold on. There you go, Mike.
All right, be on the show. How are you doing? How's your girl now? How long? I want to do the Iraqi elections. What? For the doc? Kobe. Kobe, a bad man. How you like my hair? How you doing?
Can we get through it?
Close doors or us. I'll go down, buy some toys in the middle of the night. What's up, doc?
How you doing?
It's a good reason you people hate it.
Yeah, I think I just figured that out. It's been so long. No wonder they hate it.
But wait till we add the snappy dialogue.
Yeah, absolutely. I have not heard any negative comments about it. See, there usually isn't a lot of snappy dialogue.
Well, today's the day that we'll add the snappy dialogue.
Of course we will.
So anyway, that's with Dennis Rodman coming up. Over the weekend here in the D.C. area, we talked about this on Friday, the prediction for what we were going to get with this major winter, whatever it was.
Right.
And they love calling it a wintry mix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which somehow gives it a, and I don't mean this in the homo way, gives it a gayer sound. Yes. Like a 1950s sound, almost. As
like
we
happy
here.
And gay.
Hey, we've got a messy, wintry mix. Oh, what are you doing to your microphone now?
I'm just adjusting it so it's not as bassy. Try the wintry.
I just did. Is it a little less bassy now?
Well, see, now I'm going to obsess on it, because now I know that you were doing something
to it. I just had to, because I was obsessing on it, and it sounded a little bassy. But I'm going to do this experiment.
Count bassy? Hold on.
All right, here we go. Watch this. All right, I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna go la.
I like them all.
La.
There. Leave it
yeah,
there.
That's the way it's better.
That's the real one.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey guys, the Shaq and Dennis show is not listener hated.
Oh yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
you've written us the letters.
we get your hate mail.
We read our mail.
Listen. We've learned our lesson, but still we're doing it.
Well, we brought back Elvis.
Yeah, E2E was another great bit that only you and I like doing. And Rob.
Well, I don't know how to write, so that would explain why you didn't get my letter.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Well, Mike, as you can hear, our listeners are calling in.
Well, they're clamoring for it is what they're doing.
And they love the Shaq and Dennis.
Right.
So the snow, which was not a big deal, not even a weather event.
A wintry mix.
Yeah, it was just a wintry mix. It was nothing. So
it actually snowed, but it didn't amount to anything. I mean, it seemed like there was always snow in the sky,
right.
But it didn't land.
It didn't stick to cars. It didn't stick to driveways. It didn't stick to anything. But again, to watch, you know, the fine folks on TV, you would have thought Armageddon was happening.
Right.
With a wintry mix that we've got bearing down, and Channel 5, God bless them. Hey, Rob, where's that cheesy blizzard sound effect we have?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the same one they use. Now,
I recorded this weekend at my house.
We got, I'm not kidding, 2 inches of snow.
That's it.
Channel 5 starts their news. Dun, 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 dun. Fox 5 news at 10. It's a wintry mix. And we're on Snow Patrol tonight. I mean, I'm not kidding. This is the exact sound effect that they're playing. Now, you would play this if you were doing the news up in Boston where they had 40 inches of snow. Or maybe in Great Falls, Montana, where the temperature gets to be 35 below zero.
Yeah, but they don't care back out there because they get so much of it. It's not a big deal to them.
Right.
But we dig out. When we get 2 inches,
we dig out.
We dig out from the snowfall.
Mm-hmm. We dig out. Yeah. Please.
We're lucky to be here today.
I was doing a lot of digging this weekend, but it was definitely not snow that I was coming up with.
Were you digging for gold?
I was digging all over the South 40, Mike.
Well, what better way to spend an afternoon when you're snowed in? Do your own digging.
Just digging. So the snow was no big deal. Listen to this. I'm at the grocery store on Saturday, which is my normal day to go to the grocery store.
Right.
And I'm not one that likes to drop names, but I'll drop a name only because the woman said a joke that I didn't understand.
Hmm.
The woman is Grant Hill's mom. You know, she's married to Calvin Hill. So
right.
Grant Hill's the guy that plays for the Orlando Magic. Mm-hmm. They were in town to play the Bullets over the weekend.
Right, and wife of legendary running back Calvin Hill for the Dallas Cowboys.
So I'm in Safeway talking with AJ, the guy that I always talk to, and he's saying to me, hey, people came in and said hello after you talked about me on the radio, and then she comes up. And now this is the thing, when you go to a grocery store on Saturday morning, I've not bathed.
Yeah.
I've got a ball cap on.
Mm. Well, that's what ball caps were invented for.
You know, I've got the sweatpants and the leather jacket that you bought me for Christmas, the Packers jacket.
Right.
And I guess my breath is passable, but I'm at the grocery store very much.
Have you brushed or chewed gum?
I brushed my teeth.
Oh, see, you're way ahead of the curve.
I brushed my teeth, but still, as I'm driving over there, the taste is sneaking back up on me, taste of what I've got doing. But it doesn't matter because it's my time at the grocery store, and it's early, and it's always deserted. Well, it's at this time that AJ says, hey, somebody heard you talking about me on the radio. It was really great. And, oh, listen, here's Grant Hill's mom.
Hmm.
Now, she couldn't have been a nicer, more lovely woman, dressed to the nines.
Good.
Like at 7.
Wow.
Okay, she's 7 a.m., she's looking good.
She's ready for the day.
Yeah, and she told me a joke that went something like this.
Right.
And, you know, no offense, please. I don't want any of the Hill family mad at me. Hank or Bobby,
mm-hmm.
Luann, any of them.
Right.
Here's the joke. She says, would you like a good Super Bowl joke? And I said, sure. Are you kidding? Grant Hill's mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, telling me a Super Bowl joke?
Sure. Right.
She said, okay.
And
it was too long to recreate now.
Were you paying attention to her?
Mike, you know me, rapt attention.
Right.
No, really, I was. No,
In
I was.
In this case, yes. Is there an outside chance before you tell this joke? You may have taken your attention off the joke for maybe a split second, missing a key element of the joke.
I think even missing the key element,
wouldn't have mattered.
You will agree the joke is not funny.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But I didn't know how to say this to this dear woman.
Mm-hmm, of course.
She said, okay, here's the joke. God's up in heaven, and John Elway gets up to heaven. And he's waiting in a room, and there's a bunch of Steelers stuff on the walls.
Huh.
And God comes in, and John Elway says, hey, why is there Steelers stuff on the wall? And God says, because I'm a Steelers fan. And then she says, you know, isn't that delightful? You know, isn't that just the funniest thing? Because God is a Steelers fan.
Yeah.
And I stood there and I went, that's good. And AJ says, hey, you should use that on your show. And I'm standing there like saying, dude, I'm positive it's me because it's 7 o'clock in the morning, but I have no idea what this lady was saying to me. It may have been a funny joke. It may even have been one of those insider jokes.
Uh-huh.
But it was so inside that it was outside to me. If anybody's ever heard the joke,
well,
let me know.
Why is she telling a Steelers joke if it's a Super Bowl joke?
I don't know. That's what
Steelers
I'm telling you.
Steelers didn't even make it to the Super Bowl.
I know. But then I think John Elway's going to the Hall of Fame this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that happening?
Is it this weekend?
Well, I think they announce it down there this weekend. Down in beautiful Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
doesn't make any sense.
I can't think of any scenario.
I have had so many people who I know don't really give a rat's ass if we travel to do the show say, how come you're not going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And rather than tell them the truth, you know, Westwood One was too cheap and we're going to go to the Academy Awards, they say, oh, because it's in Jacksonville. Because it's in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And everybody goes, yeah, right, I got you.
Oh, we understand. What are we going to say next year when we do it from Detroit?
Like, I might as well say, it's in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And everyone go, yeah, oh, well, okay, right, we understand.
My guess is the lady, just because it's football, it associates it with
Super
Bowl.
Here's somebody who says I got the joke wrong. Well, listen.
I bet if you give the proper...
No, ask Sherlock, I got it wrong.
I bet if you give the proper punchline, we can work backwards for it.
What's the punchline?
You talking to me now?
Yeah. I've been talking to you the whole time.
Man.
I was at my phone. No, it got loud, and then it got quiet again.
Come on. What is it? What is it? Go.
All right. John Elway gets up to heaven. God says, up there on the hill, that's your new house, John Elway. And it's got Bronco stuff all over it. Nice house. Over on the other hill, and there's a huge mansion, Steelers paraphernalia all over the place with a number 7. John Elway looks at God and says, listen, I'm not trying to be ungrateful, but why does Ben Roethlisberger get such a better house than mine? God goes, that's not Ben Roethlisberger's house. That's my house.
Oh, that sounds like the joke.
Yeah,
it's still not funny.
Didn't really help that much.
You know, see, it's not like you're, you know, I know you were looking away, or like looking at her
trying to grasp
or whatever she was wearing.
She had like a fur coat on.
Yeah.
I was trying to grasp anything about this joke.
Were you trying to grasp her?
No, Rob. For goodness sakes.
Well, yeah, that's sort of a joke.
That's not
relevant.
That's what I was thinking about doing. Dry humping Grant Hill's mom.
I never
in the 15 item or less lane.
Express lane.
But yeah. Here's the deal. That would be my lane.
You tell that joke after the championship game and it's not funny.
No.
Listen, I don't know.
You tell that joke like if Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl.
Mike,
the joke was probably great going into the championship game.
These are simply the people that I... These are the circles that I travel in over my weekend.
What's Roethlisberger's number? Is his number 7?
He is number 7.
What if you make it a McNabb joke? Then is it funny? Then is it more relevant?
No, it's not.
Then it's not a good joke.
There's no helping it.
And three or four other people who were like passers-by, hangers-on, they all did that thing going, ha, 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 ha.
Supposed to.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
As a rule, I don't like having jokes.
Went, okay.
So, anyway.
Did you say, I guess at no time did you want to be just completely honest and say, what a horrible joke.
I wish I could.
What a horrible joke. Woman, be gone with you.
I wish.
This is not funny.
Not funny at all.
I wish I could have.
Certainly not at 7 o'clock in the morning when you're better dressed than I am.
Now, here's something that's funny that everybody can agree on.
Good.
Even the boss. The deal with... Oh, hold on. Sean, Don and Mike show. Hello, Sean.
Hey, yeah, I wondered what would be a good time to call Grant Hill's mother this weekend?
Oh, no. Now, I'm not giving out her number because
Come on, dude.
She did not.
That's on the other show.
She didn't call the show.
Did they come up to Don with jokes then? In his private life.
I think he makes a good point.
Hello, Penny. Don and Mike show. Dirty,
hi, how
dirty
are you?
Penny.
Is this Lil Penny?
No, I'm a lucky Penny.
Dirty Penny.
Penny what?
Well, I like that too.
Penny Lane?
Do you think that the joke could
Penny
be
Hardaway?
Okay, Penny Hardaway and Penny Marshall.
I like Penny Marshall. Do you think they could have been doing a play on words such as he's a Steelers fan, meaning Steelers as in a sinner?
I don't know, Penny Loafer.
Well, yeah, you're right, though. It's
all
not fun.
Goodbye.
Did you have Penny Candy?
Did not. How about Penny Ante?
Penny Lover.
Lionel Richie.
Yeah, great song.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Hold on, let's stop it right here because I think you'll agree, Mike. Rob is the king of the pennies.
Actually, that's Alan.
Hey, you're going way back, in the archives for that one.
Never forget how to hate, Mike.
Now, look at this. So my wife, as I mentioned last week, was out of town for a couple of days on conference with her job.
Your wife, Frida?
Yeah, you've heard of her?
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, I don't know what the deal is with, I don't want to give out the plug to whoever the airline is that's giving us free airline tickets, but whatever, we get the free airline tickets. So she's in a nice location. She says to Rob's wife, Carrie, come down for the weekend, right? So I got no problems with this. It's good. Gets her out of my hair. I had a great, relaxing weekend. Phone rings Saturday evening, and it was Lucy and Ethel, and Frida says she's had a couple of glasses of wine.
Right?
She says, Carrie and I had a wonderful day today, but we have to stay in the room tonight and watch Troy. I said, why do you have to stay in the room and watch Troy? I really can't talk about it. but we have to stay in the room and watch Troy right now because because Carrie might not be feeling too well, but I can't say anything about it. And, you know, Frieda had a glass of wine.
So she's speaking kind of cryptically, too.
Yes, right. Oh. I was getting a lot of...
I got hiccups.
And then finally, just because out, she says, Rob, forgive me.
Yes?
It's your wife I'll be speaking about.
That's fine.
Your wife, Carrie.
That's fine.
She says, Frieda says, yeah, we're not going to go out tonight. We're going to watch Troy because Carrie got so sick. She had to come back to the room and change her clothes.
Oh.
And then I said,
oh, yuck.
And
you.
And Frieda said, yeah, we have to watch the movie Troy because Carrie's in her snuggie things. Oh, did you get out of those panties? So.
Oh, my.
I mean, there's nothing erotic about,
well,
about
I
about
disagree.
This. Well,
shut up.
I got a website for you, Buzz.
Yes, great.
Hey, Robbie, way to go with the shut up.
there's nothing erotic about it.
It was... She was ill.
Not well.
No, that's bad.
She was ill, and my wife was...
A little collie wobble action?
I think both hands. I'm not really sure. All I know is that I hung up the...
That's different, then.
I hung up the phone and immediately called Rob, said, have you heard a report from our wives?
I put the phones on Do Not Disturb the minute Carrie left, so I hadn't heard word one.
Where did you say they were going? Hershey Park?
Niagara Falls.
Is that where the thing was?
So I have the pleasure of saying to Rob, I have the pleasure of calling my best buddy Saturday night and say, hey, I just talked to my wife.
Feel sorry for Wonka.
I've cost him a fortune in fudge.
Sounds like your lovely wife's got a little parasite of some type.
Oh, dear.
That has forced her to discard some garments.
Oh, my.
You left out something good is that she didn't throw up until Frieda tried to cure her with acupressure.
Wait a minute. What's going on with that?
I didn't know that part.
Worse than it is that she, because she was not well, she had a headache. And Frieda goes to a crazy doctor of some sort, right?
Right.
And she said, you can cure a headache by touching your hand here.
She goes to Dr.
The pressure point between your thumb and forefinger.
And Dr. Ken Hakai.
So when she...
Also known as Dr. Fad.
So Dr. Hakuda.
Hakuda.
Oh, hold on. I bet this is
when
my bride.
When she pressed it made Carrie throw up.
Oh, hello?
I'm afraid you haven't got the story exactly right, Sugar Bear. There was... She did throw away panties, yes. But only because they were uncomfortable.
Right.
All right.
I promise.
Right.
Not that I...
Listen, I can't have this looking at Rob. Rob, you've got to step away for just a moment. We're talking about Carrie here for a second.
I got that story, too.
And she thought that maybe that was the reason why she wasn't feeling good.
Uh-huh.
So she went to the ladies' room while we were at the restaurant.
Took off the leather garment.
To dispose of them. And en route, she saw Jackie Mason. It was quite an evening.
Well, did she tell Jackie Mason about her problem?
No, we were saying she should have just given the panties to Jackie Mason.
Was there too much wine involved in this?
No, I was the only one having wine because she didn't feel terrific.
Oh.
All right, let me get this story straight.
The acupuncture part is true. And then so she had a headache, and I tried to make that better, and then she did throw.
Was it acupressure, or did you actually use needles?
I had the steak knives right there. No, it was acupressure.
All right, so the story is that Carrie got sick because her panties were too tight?
Yeah, as it turns out, maybe she had a little bug or something, but she thought that could have been the culprit, that they were uncomfortable and that she had a long day.
That's very nice of you to stand up for one of your good friends like that.
No,
did either one of you enjoy the moose?
No, there was none of the... And so she thought it might make her feel better to be buzz-like.
Freer. Yeah.
Buzz-like,
what,
yes.
Go Commando?
And then Buzz understands this completely.
I do, perfectly.
So you go Commando.
Yes.
Right. And then what, did you have a hot fudge something?
No, there was none of that. Stop it.
We've discussed...
You shouldn't be making fun because you're talking...
You and I have discussed that we have both been known to throw away undergarments.
Yes, we have. Mm-hmm. You reach a point where, you know... without doing the show that we used to do, sometimes air is not air.
Exactly. I would venture to say that I'm probably the most recent throwaway of anybody.
A dollop is much more than a dollop. When's your most recent throwaway?
Within a month, I threw away a pair. Yeah. Not at work, though.
No. The only reason...
At home.
She threw these away was because they were uncomfortable, and she figured... Why does she need to keep uncomfortable panties? So might as well just ditch them.
Okay, keep saying that. That's a good story. All right.
Hi, sweetie.
That's all. I just thought it was a funny call. And you were delighted to tell me about it in your one or two bottles of wine state. And I love the way that you kept just hinting around the fact. You know, you could have just said to me, Carrie's not feeling well. We're back in the room. Mm-hmm. But then you kept saying, and Carrie's not feeling well, and she's had to change her clothes. Carrie's not feeling well, and...
At that time, she had changed her clothes, because back in the room, she was into her comfy clothes.
Yeah.
Baby.
And Bob can... Bob, who's Bob? And Rob can attest that they are sexy.
They are.
Bob, aren't you talking about Rob's dad?
No, the nice Bob. Thing is, Rob, you can always go out and buy a new pair.
Oh, and hey, hold on.
What?
Rob, I didn't even tell you this.
What's that?
But I found out something about you, my friend.
What's that?
Step up to the mic. I have to ask you a question.
All right. Oh.
Are you my friend?
I am.
Do you care for my family?
I do.
Do you care for my son?
Yes.
If I may ask, when your wife, apparently before she lost her panties, was having a glass of the bubbly, you might remember a family vacation that we took overseas three years ago.
To France.
Yes. Why did you cheat? My son, when you played cards, when you and your wife played cards against my wife.
We set him up and we told him about it after the fact.
He knew nothing of it.
He did not know of this.
I called him up and broke his little heart.
I should have sworn. Well, you know what?
You cheated. You and your bride conspired to cheat against a then, 16-year-old at cards.
Wow.
Needed the money. Needed the money.
Unbelievable.
Listen to the way they cheated, too. It wasn't just good enough to beat him. They had to give him a good hand so he would think he was winning.
Of course.
But not quite good enough.
If you want the play to work, they must never know they were cheated.
Never was.
Haven't you ever seen The Sting?
Now, how crafty is that?
He's crafty.
They're playing cards.
I
always think the 16-year-old.
I guarantee we told him after the fact.
Okay.
And it was even like a made-up game.
No, it was a real game.
What was the name of it?
Tonk.
Made up game.
A 5-card variation on Rummy. Our family plays it. I don't think we were playing that
poker game that he wanted to get us involved in.
Yeah. How did you cheat him?
What you do is you can set it up where you can either lay down a spread of cards, or if you have a low point total in your hand, you cannot. So we set it up so that he...
Mike, are you like me?
Sorry,
yeah, I'm already
on
the street
the
outside right now.
Gave him a low point total and arranged it. Okay. I would have a low.
I'm replaying Grant Hill's mother's joke.
Talking about the Steelers. Yeah.
Well, we've got, Sugar Bear, we've got our own godchild to cheat in years to come.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. We can cheat Robert.
Good old even-headed Robert. Cool-headed Robert.
He'll be fine with it.
Oh, so mellow Robert.
Yeah, he doesn't care. You know, just ask him. He'll give you money now.
You want to talk about that?
No.
No.
No, I don't.
All right. I just think so.
Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe.
Once everything is all right.
Yeah, and I hope that you do talk about it tomorrow for obvious reasons.
Good luck. As the Jacksons sang, maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
That was a hit by the Jacksons. Baby?
What, boo-boo?
Did you hear the statement from Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I did. I was quite surprised that he was that honest.
Listen,
you don't have to be an idiot to understand Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Oh, his voice has changed.
Sure I
has.
Agree.
Years ago, I allowed a family to visit and spend some disgusting time in Neverland. Neverland is a nightmare for thousands of children who are ill or in distress.
It gets better.
I never intend to place their son in so vulnerable a position ever again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It gets better with every play.
All right, sweetie, I will see you tonight.
All right, boo-boo.
And listen, watching 24 together tonight, correct?
I know you missed me, didn't you?
Yes.
Good.
I did miss you.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye,
bye-bye. Mister. Love you. Bye. And the last thing I got from the weekend is just an apology to Bobby Mailman.
Oh, no, what happened? You didn't hook up with him?
Here's the thing. I can't lie to you. With Frida gone over the weekend and, you know, I had virtually nothing to do, I played Xbox Live a couple of times.
Right.
Uh-huh. And I played with other people. One game with the headset on, one uh-huh. game with the headset off, another game with the headset off. I mean, I played 4 or 5 times.
Uh-huh.
There's just something about when you hook up electronically with online. Somebody.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing. I like Robert.
Right.
I could even possibly see playing Robert online.
Okay.
But it creeps me out too much to think. Now, you tell me, Dr. Freud, what you think of this. It doesn't creep me out enough to have the headset on and be talking to someone who I have no idea who they are or where they are from, uh-huh. you know, saying stuff like, oh, your defense sucks, or I'm going to kill you on this one. The problem is, it's Robert. Right. And I know Robert, and as I found out with this Xbox Live with the headphone, in the headset, if you want to, you can talk to somebody every single second you're playing the game.
And he did that with you?
Well, no, he didn't get the chance because I got too scared.
You just, oh no.
That's why I'm saying he's going to be mad.
He's going to be furious.
Is it because he's black?
Well, yes, Buzz, absolutely. Because that's what I would do. I'd go to the EA Sports message, whites only.
Nah. He's going to be furious.
I know he's going to.
Why did you get scared? It was kind of letting him. I mean, you've played with, like, psychos before, total strangers.
I know, but psychos that I don't know.
Wow.
So, listen, it's my issue. And I know he's going to think it's race, or he's going to think that I want him to come into my. I don't want him to come into my house, which I don't. But there's just something about it that just creeps
me
out.
So when did you make the decision? Were you all ready to go on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock?
No, I was running late. I was not able to meet them, but I'm sure I could have gotten him at any point. I've got his phone number.
Yeah.
I could have gotten together with him. I did kick some major ass, though.
Oh, see, now he's going to get even angrier.
Yeah.
But listen to this.
You played.
Of course I did.
You played, but not with him.
At one point when I put the headset on, I got some kid who thought I was Chinese. Because I guess the headset was breaking up.
Right.
So the kid's talking to his friends, and he's going, "Hey, I got some Chinese guy on the phone. Hey, I wonder." And they start doing like, "Oh, do you know the pray to run? Do you know what pray to run?" And I'm just sitting there going into my little mouthpiece, "Dude, I'm not Chinese or Japanese." And I guess the thing was cutting out.
Yeah. Right.
But I could hear these kids fine.
Japanese.
And they're saying, "Oh, come on. Come on, old man. Come on, get it together, old man."
And then you beat them?
Yeah, I beat them. Uh-huh. And I also beat how about this? I beat a 17-year-old.
Really?
Yeah.
But you never get a chance to go head-to-head with Robert?
No. No, I didn't. Because it's too creepy. I know Robert too well for it to be a good experience.
Well, he's going to be upset.
I know he will.
You're probably going to have to give him his due.
And I'm sorry about that, Robert, but I just, maybe with no talking, maybe without the headsets we could play.
Well, he probably would have done that.
Well, maybe. But then, like, you can't send me a message either.
He's going to be furious.
Because then sometimes.
He might be angrier than he's ever been.
You wish he was.
Well, no, I just think he will be. I really don't care one way or the other. But he probably will be angry because you made such a point of saying, "Yes, we will do it on this date."
Just tell him you've been hurt before and you don't want to get too close.
It's just him. And that's the thing.
I'm surprised, frankly. I thought you were going to play it.
Mike, it's a level of closeness. It's a level of intimacy that I guess I'm willing to share with a total stranger.
You seem to have a better relationship with him than I do, so I thought that it would be full speed ahead.
Well, that ain't saying.
I bet Dennis Murphy in my house, but, you know, I understand where you're coming from.
Well, I feel the same way with Dennis. I don't want to hear this thing. All right, just the first second. Just...
Years ago, I allowed a family to visit and spend some disgusting time in Neverland.
Okay, I guess that's all we need to hear.
That's the best part right there.
There he is, Michael Jackson. All right, that was the weekend. How was your weekend? Good, bad?
Very
different?
Good. Yes, very, very good. Kind of hazy, kind of blind, kind of not a lot going on. Yeah, it's a big Friday night. I spent the rest of the weekend recovering.
Wow.
Gotcha.
I went bowling.
Oh, hey. Good.
Yeah.
How'd you
That's
do?
Really it. It was like Friday night, and then I came to, and I went bowling on Sunday.
We used to have a bowling team. How did you do?
153 was my best score. Have the stuff that we had. I still go into the bowling alley with my bag and with my special flaming shoes.
You know what I've still got? Is one of those shirts.
I got a couple of them.
But I've got the thing that night we were in the bowling alley when I stole that patch that said 200 game.
Yes.
And had Frida sew it on the shirt for me.
Sure. This under 200.
So guys would think I'd really had a 200 game.
I took a patch, too, and I got it home, and I read it. It was for the ladies' league, so I never put it on my shirt.
This is about my local bowling alley that I go to with the meanest man in the world, with Mr. Curmudgeon. Doesn't every bowling alley have to have a curmudgeon-y guy?
Sure. Lane 21. Lane 21. Women need the lanes for a league at 5:30. You know what that is?
Does he have any of his jawbone left?
Those guys are always one step above the carnies running the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Right, right.
Right. It's like they've just made it out of that carnival experience. Now they're in the bowling alley.
Do you need anything, too? The same response every time. If you walk up, because, you know, I'm basically intimidated quite easily, and so I walk up to this guy and I'm like, "Excuse me. Excuse me.
Huh? What do you want? Yeah.
Really, I really, at one point, I really want to just look at him and totally irrationally go, man.
And don't they all look like Dan Aykroyd in that awful movie with Chevy Chase and Demi Moore and John Candy?
Oh, do you remember the one name of that movie?
Where he's the cop? Oh. John Candy's the fat cop.
Oh, you mean where the guy's like the old man who's behind? Oh God!
Dan Aykroyd is.
I saw that for the first time like 2 weeks ago and laughed my ass off.
Oh, that's like the worst movie ever.
With the two big fat twins.
Yeah. Yes.
And they're just like, put him in the grinder. That's just a weird. Where did that movie hide all these years?
In the garbage.
Oh, my God.
Did you see when John Candy dresses like a girl in that movie?
Hysterically funny.
No,
I mean, really, because John Candy plays like the mute girl, the daughter.
That movie's awful.
Who doesn't have any words to say, just like, yeah, it's awful, but it's perfect for Saturday and cable.
And, you know, I did catch a little bit over the weekend on, I think, on High Def Net.
What?
They had Election Day in Baghdad.
Huh.
Live coverage.
Oh, really?
I'm not kidding. And here's what it is.
In High Def?
Yes. Wow. It was a camera on top of a building across from a supermarket. Now, it wasn't like a Piggly Wiggly because it's got all the, you know, whatever the language is over the pictures,
right,
and lines and all this stuff. But it says supermarket. Now,
supermarket
with an accent.
There's nobody doing commentary.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a street.
It's a lot of time.
For 4 hours, every time I go back, there's nobody on the street. And
so they're just like putting the camera up there hoping for an explosion or something like that?
They put a graphic on the bottom of the screen saying that all of the roads into Baghdad have been closed.
So there's no road traffic at all, no vehicle traffic.
So you're watching live elections in Baghdad,
right?
You're really watching nothing.
You know, when I heard that they insured some of the safety of the polling places by putting no vehicles on the road, I thought, what if they did that on our election day?
Yeah.
What if you weren't allowed to drive on election day?
Helps keep the voters out.
I don't want to be un-American or anything, but am I the only one that... I don't give a rat's ass if they elected Donald Trump to be president of Iraq.
Well, you won't know for a week. It's going to take a week to count the ballots by hand.
Right. Jesse, Don and Mike show. Jesse.
Yeah, hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
That movie is called Nothing But Trouble.
And it is. My God, it sucks.
The guy comes up through the floor.
I can't believe you like that one.
No, I just hadn't seen it, and it was so weird.
It's awful.
Yeah, it's terrible. It is a terrible movie. And
years ago, I allowed a friend to visit and spend some disgusting time at Neverland.
Yes. But, thank you, Michael.
But Dan Aykroyd looks like the guy you were describing, like all those guys that work in bowling alleys.
This guy was a lot skinnier. You know, he was skinnier, and he was like, you know, an advertising for not to smoke.
The guy that sprays in the shoes before he gives you the bowling
handles cues. All the rent.
What do you want? A 10 and a half? Huh?
If I'm not mistaken, Dan Aykroyd's nose or chin in that movie is supposed to look like the male member.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and he removes it because he's like got a Skeletor kind of face too.
That's a fine film. I like to call that cinema.
And then the weird, like, twins that are with the dirty diapers that are trying to catch the girl.
Yeah.
Catch Demi Moore.
Yeah.
A very young, like, almost unibrow Demi Moore.
She's just coming off that movie with the one about last night.
Yes.
I think it was right before she became
the big star.
Super famous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We could have played the twins after we took rides on our mini-bike.
And who's the musical group that comes in? There's a musical group that comes in. And,
don't know enough about it to tell you that, Mike.
It might be Humpty.
No, I think it was Nirvana.
I watched it like an idiot.
No, you know what? I think it is the the
Digital Underground.
Digital Underground.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got a break. We'll be back with the great Dennis Rodman.
Ah, very good.
And the equally great Shag and Dennis Show.
Fantastic.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You and your families too. Now let's talk about the game.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. They love wigs and the women who wear them.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, we do.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Right, and joining us now to talk about High Rollers Fantasy, here is the great Dennis Rodman.
Hi, Dennis.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yo, what's happening?
What's going on?
Dennis Rodman.
you are mellow, Dennis.
Do we love you, Dennis Rodman?
Absolutely.
We'd like to do something for you, but first talk about the reason we have Dennis on the show is the High Rollers Fantasy.
This is kind of neat.
So you bid And you can, goldenpalace.com, you get to spend a couple of days in Vegas with Dennis Rodman. You get the tickets and the hotel, and you get Dennis's company for 2 days.
Wow.
From 6 p.m. till 4 a.m.
That's the part that I was looking at. So, Dennis, they're with you, whoever bids on this. You're there for the whole time from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to, like, depart at all during that whole time. You will be with whoever bids on this every waking moment. Maybe save a few bathroom breaks. You'll be there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll be with them for a long, long time, brother. I mean, like I said, you don't have to pay me to have a good time. I do that by myself.
Right. Yeah, so, Dennis, I'm just thinking, if you were with this person that bid on this trip and, you know, something happened where, you know, just the party was going somewhere else, and this person was, say, at a crap table somewhere, and two ladies, you know, wanted you to go party somewhere.
You would drop him, right?
I mean, come on.
I'm going to drop him. Are you kidding me? That's what it's all about right there, brother.
You'll bring him with you.
I would have to take him to the School of Rock, brother.
Right.
Come on, guy. Go on up here and let me teach you something. Let me show you how I do it, Dennis Rodman style.
There you go.
Come on.
Do it Dennis Rodman style. Dennis, are you still playing ball?
Right now I'm just trying to get my conditioning right now and hopefully that I got an opportunity to go over to Japan to go over and do some things with that. I still want to try to get back in the NBA this year.
Wow.
You hate Kobe?
No, I don't hate Kobe. I don't hate anybody, brother, you know. I just feel like that he got these young kids today that are popping off and want to be in control of everything instead of playing ball the way it should be played. And, you know, everything has to take care of itself.
See, when you come back, how do you envision yourself on a team? Are you the sixth guy? Are you the seventh guy? Are you the eighth guy?
Well, I envision myself as one of the players. I put it like this. You got guys that's going to do the best today. Today, don't even play, right?
Yeah?
Don't even play, making, I don't know, $3, $4, $5 million just to sit there. I said, why not just pick up a guy like Dennis Rodman, give him like $1 million and let him sit there. At least he'll bring in some people.
Right.
Bring in some people.
But you know,
at least people come and see him, at least. You just see him watch this on the bed. But, you know, I mean, it's a lot of things you could do with me, you know. But, like I said, I'm still in good shape. I mean, I'm ready to go. Like I said, I can help any team pretty much. I mean, I don't have to shoot the ball like Michael Jordan. All I got to do is play defense and rebound. I'm pretty good at that.
How's your love life, Dennis?
If I wasn't married, I'd be in Fuego.
Are you married now?
Yeah, brother.
Oh, you're married now. You shouldn't be married, Dennis.
Believe me, brother. Maybe sometimes I wish I wasn't.
How long?
I love this. My favorite words. I'd be in Fuego.
How long have you been married? How long have you been married this time, Dennis?
Oh, man, this time, it's probably the longest. About a year and almost, let's see, is it been a year? Yeah.
A year.
Hey, way to go.
Good job. A year, Dennis.
Right. Well, I think it's been almost 2 years now, but she's actually a good, strong woman, man, you know. We got three beautiful kids, so she's actually a good girl. So, you know, she has a little things about her that I'm not used to, but hey.
Let's be honest.
Does she give you your space?
Well, she has no choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Dennis, what's the expiration date on her?
The expiration date? Oh, man. Yeah.
You know, like on a thing of milk, it says must use by.
I know, right? Like I said, I can say that if I was still drinking, I probably gave her like 60 days. But since I'm not drinking, she's done for a while.
Hold on. You're not drinking?
No.
How long you been on the wagon?
16 months.
Oh, well, you got to
give her a round of
applause.
No kidding.
Me.
Boy, I didn't know that. It's the mellow, Dennis. No wonder you're in good shape.
No, I'm going to say mellow. I'm just doing my under the radar.
He's doing under.
usually I would do it out in public.
Right.
I'm doing more under the radar now. So.
Under the radar.
So let me just translate. You've not stopped drinking. You just stopped drinking where everybody's going to see that you're partying.
No. I actually haven't had a drink in 16 months.
Wow.
What have you replaced it with?
Sure. If I wasn't married, hey, do you think about it?
Okay. All right, yeah.
Okay, it's just somebody's cigarette that you can smoke, brother. Come on.
Do you, Dennis, where are you now? Are you in Vegas now? Where are you at right now?
Well, I'm in my restaurant right now. So I've got a big party tonight, a big grand opening. So I'm over here chilling at the restaurant outside here on the water, 80 degrees, sunshine here.
Oh, man. That's beautiful.
You ever see a guy like Randy Moss pull his pants down or T.O. do something and you think, God damn, they're stealing my act?
No, not really, because I believe that I was the innovator in a lot of things in sports and in life just because of the things that I did. But most of the things that I did, I didn't really try to embarrass anybody. I just did it because, you know, it was entertaining, it was fun, it really didn't try to embarrass anybody. But it brought a lot of camaraderie to a lot of things with our days I played. So, you know, Randy Moss did what he has to do. He's not hurting anybody. I mean, the fans did what they do. He does what he does. Terry Orange, he's a good friend of mine. I mean, let these guys play ball, have fun. You know, yeah. Have fun.
And I think I have to ask this question because you probably get it asked every day. But what color is your hair right now?
It's pink.
Yeah. Dennis Rodman's High Rollers Fantasy. This is on GoldenPalace.com. Now, the current bid, as of about 1 o'clock Pacific time here, $9,850.
Wow.
To go with Dennis now, you get the two first-class tickets. Is this true? $5,000?
Oh, yeah.
This is $5,000 in spending cash.
All right, limo, hotel for the weekend.
That's a great trip, huh?
What if I paid the money for this thing and I came out there and they just said to you, hey, Dennis, I just want to go get laid. would you help? I mean, I couldn't
help.
I'll be
right there like the guys coming to the pit. I'll be the guy underneath the hood. Right here.
Oh, he'll help.
All right, well, the great Dennis Rodman. Everybody, right.
go to
GoldenPalace.com. And, yeah. Dennis, if you've got 90 more seconds, we've done a bit on our show that's hated by our listeners, but we've done it for years now.
Really, a very long time.
And we'd like you to be a guest. It's called the Shaq and Dennis Show. We've done it for a long time. If you got,
I want your opinion of it and your review of it too.
So give us 30 seconds. Buzz, give us an intro, please.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's the Shaq and Dennis Show with Shaquille O'Neal and Dennis Rodman. Now here's Shaq and Dennis.
What's up, Doc? How you doing?
That's pretty much it, Dennis.
That's it. What do you think?
I'm sitting and waiting. I'm like, what the hell?
Let's try it again. We'll do it. Okay. We'll give it to you one more time and then listen carefully. Okay. All right, go ahead, Buzz.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's the Shaq and Dennis Show with Shaquille O'Neal and Dennis Rodman. Now, here's Shaq and Dennis.
Hey, Shaquille O'Neal. What's up, Doc? It's Dennis Rodman. How are you doing?
I couldn't get through it.
Yeah, that's all right, man.
That's all right. Okay. Yeah. Dennis Rodman, thank you for your time. You're okay,
dude.
Right, we love you. Okay, good talking to you.
Hi, brother.
All right, there he is.
That's Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. On time.
I'm sorry I couldn't get through that second
one. That's all right.
So he had a little chest going when he had that little laugh. You know, that little chesty laugh.
There was a couple of times that he laughed when he was at...
So, would you have known that Dennis Rodman was on the wagon for 16 months?
I don't believe him. I don't believe him.
I don't want to believe him.
I believe he hasn't touched alcohol for 16 months.
God, does that make me...
Somehow that makes me just so sad.
And if I was his wife, I would hire Magnum P.I. yesterday to get that LoJack in his underpants.
And that whole time we're doing that interview, the only thing I remember is that... That press conference he had when he came down from the hotel room when he was up there with Carmen Electra.
Yeah, what she did.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget when we saw him...
by South Beach now, the last Super Bowl in Miami.
Down in Miami, just walking down the street with his entourage.
Think about that.
Oops, hold on, Robbie. There you go.
He hasn't had a drink since, like, Halloween of 03. Could you ever do that?
No, not enough chance, no.
I'd be dead.
I'll never disappoint my fans like that.
There's your killing deal. What's up, Doc?
How are you doing? You did it when you did the Shaquille O'Neal. I lost it. I couldn't do it in front of him.
Funny. How are you doing? Hey, I'm Shaquille O'Neal. I go big as my... What's up, Doc? I've been doing it 16 months.
GoldenPalace.com. How are you doing?
Why do they call Radio Shaq? What's up, Doc? Because I am.
Yeah, if you have to accompany me,
6 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Wow.
I'll see you in Vegas.
How are you doing?
I can't believe people complain about that bit.
That's a great bit.
I've never heard complain.
And you know what that is right there? That's life imitating art, because that's Dennis Rodman, the great Dennis Rodman, as a guest on Shaq and Dennis.
That's cool.
Welcome to my restaurant. Sorry, there was a pink hair in your chowder. How are you doing?
Well, Eric, this is the Don and Mike show. Hello, Eric.
Hey, I got two things. One for you, Don, and one for Bud.
Yes.
Dennis Rodman and his wife are still together because they don't live together.
Well, like, how are we supposed to know?
Oh, I know. I read the article.
Buzz is applauding
ESPN.
That.
I read the article in ESPN News Magazine. They're still together. Because he bought her a house down the street from his house.
All right, gotcha.
There would be fewer divorces if more people did that.
Buzz.
Exactly. So that's why they stay together. And Don.
Yes, sir.
The snow for this weekend. I'm a snowplow driver here in Virginia, and never called and told me that it wasn't no snow. I'm still out here waiting for the call to start falling.
Oh, okay. See ya. Bye-bye.
I wonder why you're driving one of those trucks. Smart guy like you.
How are you doing? What's up, Doc? The Shaquille O'Neal. What's up, Doc?
That's all right.
I love that. Okay. That's Dennis Rodman.
Sure is. That was nice. And again, go to his restaurant, too. Where is his restaurant in Los Angeles?
His restaurant's called. You know, if we were doing the old show, I got like a million.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to, you know, okay, Bearded Clam maybe is his restaurant. Maybe.
The Bates Motel.
It's called Captain Rodman.
It's a seafood place. Picture of Dennis in pink hair with a captain's hat.
C-A-P apostrophe N.
Okay, let's clear the line. Do a phone scan.
All right.
877-365-3636.
This is Shaquille O'Neal. Your little magic. Kobe R. Faggot. What's up, Doc?
How are you doing?
Dennis Rodman loved that bit.
Yes, he loved it.
You heard him laugh.
Yeah, it's as much motion as we'll get from him.
But he only laughed because he was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After 16 months, today was the day.
Yeah, he fell off the wagon today.
All right, call now. 877-365-3636. Buzz, I'm sure you know this. Oh, phone scan is next. You're on screen calls. Tonight, Letterman is doing his gigantic... I am more in love with Johnny Carson than any woman I've ever met in my life show.
Right.
And I guess we'll tape it and we'll compare it to the Jay Leno
Tear
Fest that was on last Monday night.
That'll be interesting to see what Letterman's up to.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys want to talk about that during the phone scan, but Letterman is going to have on that guy, Peter LaSalle.
Oh, he's going to have Peter LaSalle on.
Right? An executive
I'd like to see, you know, I think of that movie, The Late Shift, and that's how I think of Peter LaSalle. I can't wait to see him. Right?
And also double-dipping is Doc Severinsen.
Oh, really?
Who's going to be on tonight with that. You would know.
Yeah.
That he's going to be on with, say his name.
Oh, with Paul Schaefer?
No, I thought you were going to say Dave.
Oh, well, with Dave.
Because I like
my friend
it.
Dave.
I like it. Thank you, Buzz.
Buzz's close personal friend Dave.
Like it
of course, Dave will be there. Dave show.
So is that it? Peter LaSalle and Doc Severinsen?
That's
is that it?
Oh. How you doing? Hey, Johnny. This is Shaquille O'Neal with a message for the King of Late Night. Welcome, Doc. Hey. Doc Severinsen. How are you doing?
I know. It ain't funny. But it doesn't really matter. It really doesn't matter, does it, Mike?
It isn't funny, and that's what makes me laugh.
Your calls on the phone scan lie straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come in. Hey, Grandma! I brought in a bunny rabbit for you to have!
Rabbit?
Hey, Grandma! You almost forgot! Grandma! What big eyes you got!
Yeah, I know. All right. Big eyes. Yeah, I know. Come on.
Hey, Grandma! That's an awfully big nose for you!
Okay, yeah, sure, I know. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Don and Mike Show.
Here with a lovely radio bouquet for ye, Don and Mike.
Jacksonville, Florida is where the Super Bowl is. And we'll have Rich Eisen from the NFL Network this week. From Jacksonville, Rich is brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of music and movies you love than Tower. And, oh, Super Bowl fever.
Fly, well, Eagles, fly.
Yep.
Yeah. On the road to victory.
Here we go.
Eagles.
Right.
Years ago, I allowed a family to visit and spend some disgusting time in Neverland.
There's the statement.
Thank you, Michael Jackson. Your calls on the phones, yes. Right here, 877-365-3696. What a crappy weekend I had, too, with no football.
Yeah, did you get through it okay?
I tried to watch that Arena League, Mike.
Didn't work?
It's like watching softcore after you've been turned on to the good stuff.
You liked it when it first came out, but now it's just not the same.
No. The 50-yard war, kiss my ass. Make it 100 yards. You know, I mean, here's the thing with arena football. They had a guy yesterday who was actually watching part of the game saying he'd had a pretty good first half. First half, he had 6 touchdown passes.
It's just not, there's too much scoring.
Because, like, every time he gets the ball, he throws, and you don't have to have a killer arm because the field's only 50 yards
long. What's the average score in arena football?
60-something to 50-something.
Okay. Wow.
I guess.
And it's just not doing it for you?
But the fans get to keep the balls. Keep hearing, that's the gimmick. All the morons, like in Grand Rapids or wherever these teams are, killing themselves, jumping over the edge to get the football.
Yeah. John Bon Jovi and John Elway, don't they both own teams?
Yeah, John Bon Jovi was on TV yesterday.
Oh, really?
For his big Philadelphia Soul team.
And you're complaining?
What?
And you're complaining?
Hello there. Don and Mike Show, phone scan. Hello.
How are you anyways?
Hey, I'm doing great, thank you.
You said you had Xbox Live, right?
That's, and you sound like the average person. If you're wondering about the voice that I hear.
How are you doing?
When I use the headphones, the headset. This guy's voice is what the average person sounds like.
But you didn't get a chance to hear Robert the Mailman's voice this weekend.
No, and I will not, Mike.
Has he called angrily yet, or is he just,
nah.
Is he boycotting the show today?
You know, he works for the post office. He's probably
going postal.
Yeah. Going postal.
He's postal probably about the fact that he didn't get to play you this weekend.
Yeah. Anyway, what can we do for you, son?
That level of intimacy you were talking about, I was wondering if you got to the level where the other guy on the mic started apparently enjoying himself too much, and he makes, like, moaning sound effects and stuff.
Wouldn't you imagine, though, anything could happen on Xbox Live?
Yes.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe it's just because you're so goddamn sexy.
That must be it.
You ever think about that? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Matt.
Is this another Xbox Live guy?
I hope not.
No.
Is Matt the engineer?
Matt?
What?
Matthew, what can we do for you?
What do you want, Matt?
I'm just riding down 95.
Okay, great. I hope you crash and die.
Thanks for calling.
How's that? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Best wishes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking.
Okay, all right. I'm going for that because, you know, we don't like to be asked that. Okay, what do you want?
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
You got any candy?
Yes. Is that about the pot candy?
Who doesn't like candy?
Hello there.
Yeah, that's right. They had lollipops, right?
They do, I guess. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I'm given to understand.
You guess. Hello.
No, I'm not wearing any pants.
Congratulations, sir.
Thanks for calling, Carrie.
No, that wasn't her.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
She doesn't call.
Hello.
Ever.
We've had her on the show before.
Because yeah, you called her.
We've called her. That's right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yes.
This is Tom Brady, and I don't feel very well.
Well, throw those panties away.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How did you guys not give Dennis Rodman the sex quiz?
What show have you been listening to for the last year, dude?
I don't know. It just seemed like a good idea.
You realize that we don't do that anymore.
My mom's a whore, and she lives in Dallas. Ford whore. Eject.
All right.
Ford whore.
Okay.
Ford whore. Hello. Welcome to Ford whore.
Don and Mike show. Hello, phone scan.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
Hey, I want to ride down a hill on my sled.
Do you have the cell phone with you?
Yeah, I've got my cell phone on. My name is Dustin. I'm at Lake Fairfax right now.
Is it a steep? Is it a steep hill?
It's very steep.
All right, go ahead. This is
all right, here I go, gentlemen.
Great drama for our show.
Thank you for taking my call. Here we go. Oh, goodness. Oh, my hat. Oh. You guys are the greatest. Holy, oh, my God. There's a tree. Oh.
Some of you might wonder, what is the average age of the average sledder? 30, just like this guy.
Hello there.
Hey, how you doing? I'm taking a day off of work today to go sledding.
Can I believe the guy was sledding?
Yeah. Oh, he was sledding.
It was like not one of those bogus calls.
And he was a perfect listener of this show, too.
Luckily, it was a slow day at the lab. And he was able to steal away.
He didn't have to be in court this afternoon representing one of his clients, so let's hit the mountain.
Hello. Phone scan.
Insert.
What did he say?
Insert.
And eject. Peace.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Oh,
dear.
Sorry.
I'm just thinking, you know, on the scale of funny words, if you're talking about words all by themselves, insert is a funny word.
Yeah. Sure.
It makes me laugh just hearing the word by itself.
It's a hurtful word.
Hello. Depends.
Don and Mike show. It hurts. That's a word that hurts, Mike. Hello.
Sometimes.
You know, words can hurt.
Insert.
Ouch. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So I was reminded of the time that you were discussing who would play you in the Don and Mike movie. I think Billy Joel could use a real jolt to his career. He could play both of you.
Billy Joel? Hold on. Are you trying to be funny? I don't get this.
Well, I've seen the website, and you guys got to admit you're somewhat Billy Joel-ish.
Maybe if we had AIDS. we're Billy Joel-ish.
I don't think either one of us.
Your eyes are perfectly aligned and normal-looking.
I don't get Joel. I mean, we're both way fatter than Billy Joel.
I occasionally have the ass eyes, but but not like Billy Joel does.
No.
And besides, I'm taking stuff for it.
Well, look, you got to give Billy a break, man. I mean, he needs
Shut up. How are those ass eyes pills?
It's cream. It's my ass ice cream.
The clear didn't work?
I thought they'd be suppository.
No. I just put a little underneath. But you know what? Models use Preparation H under their eyes when their eyes are puffy.
And actors, they have for years, yes.
Actors have for years?
Yes, absolutely.
But I put a little
and
stuff on.
And disc jockeys on days when they're just not feeling their prettiest.
Mm-hmm. When I was down in Atlantic City,
yeah.
I put a little of that stuff on my eye because I get the real ass eyes when I'm down in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
And I put a little under here, under each eye, and it actually worked. And it has... it's been great ever since.
Yeah.
So the directions are the same no matter where you put it.
Well, the right one looks a little upwards.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, this is for Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike. Hey, what do you think of the Sosa pickup at Baltimore?
I think he might look like Jason Giambi did when he came to the Yankees.
Talk about looking like he's got AIDS.
You know, really.
Imagine Sammy Sosa coming up.
That's what I've heard. Nobody's seen him.
And like 50 pounds lighter.
Same. And Sammy Sosa's gonna show up, and he's gonna he's gonna get out of a car, and he's gonna look like Chris Rock.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He's gonna look like Chappelle.
Hello.
Hey, do you guys that movie Nothing But Trouble you were talking about?
Yes.
Wasn't one of the twins named Rabe?
I do not think so.
Both of them.
That's right. Both of them were named Rabe.
Oh, I don't.
The twins reminded me of the John Matuszak character in Goonies.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Say no more, Mike. You have now cemented your spot as one of the movie greats. I mean, I've said some stupid stuff before.
I'm actually pulling that out because Goonies, Rocky Road, that character.
Yeah, Goonies are good enough.
And they actually look like that, too. I'm real sorry.
You're a regular James Lipton.
Yes, that's...
Speaking of, you know, I saw...
Inside the retard studio.
I saw the ads for this thing. That last night, I guess it was his dream,
mm-hmm.
Robert Redford was going to be on Inside the Actor's Studio.
Wow, oh my God.
So
they didn't do the entire dream.
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't.
We're going to need some blankets underneath Mr. Lipton.
Is he ready to insert, Mr. Lipton?
Paul's Mr. Red for getting sick. Having to dispose of some clothes.
Oh, dear.
And seeing Jackie Mason.
And the thing about that guy, James Lipton, is Everybody does such a good impression of him now. When you watch him, it's almost not funny.
Yes, he's a caricature of himself,
right? Yeah, and he insists on calling Robert Redford Bob. When you were making The Sting, did you have any idea? And you know that Robert Redford just wants to lean over and just grab and go, Listen, you fat little pig! I hate you! Paul Newman hates you! Anybody with a conscience hates you! Now, go have Jennifer Lopez on your show, you piece of garbage! But he sits there and he goes...
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
We end with Rene Bougeon's five questions, whatever the hell it is.
And Robert Redford starts to tell a story that I get about him and Paul Newman.
Mm-hmm.
Something about there was a car that Paul Newman likes cars. Yeah. So Robert Redford bought him a junky Porsche from a chop shop or something and had it delivered to his backyard. Then Paul Newman had the car compressed in one of those machines that will make the car into a big piece of metal.
Right, like a junkyard?
Yeah, in a box, and had that delivered to Paul Newman, to Robert Redford's house. Then Robert Redford, because it was so heavy, could not move it out of his house, called the tow people, had them then welded into a statue and had the statue put in Paul Newman's garden. Now, Robert Redford says, and the thing is, neither one of us have ever discussed this story before. We don't talk about it with each other.
Right.
He's just got this thing in his backyard, and it used to be a car. And I'm thinking, you know, this guy's got some great insight. And instead of following up on that, his next question was, the horse whisperer.
Because he's got his cards, all one right after the other.
When you were thinking about directing the horse, and I'm watching this thinking, listen, you bald ass, Robert Redford has just pulled this great story
about these
two celebrities that have got this thing going, and you want to ask him about the goddamn horse whisperer.
You combine James Lipton and somebody who's really curious about what he's saying, Larry King, curious, you might have a decent interviewer there.
Hold on.
We end with, what is your favorite sound? What is your least favorite sound?
And always, what's your favorite curse word?
Yes.
What's your favorite cuss word? And then they beep it out.
Yeah, why have it if you're going to, you know, why ask the question? It's ridiculous.
Hold on, where's the... There it is. I'm looking for Larry.
What bank is it? I don't remember.
I thought it was on number 7.
Larry's bank.
Larry 5, no, Larry 1, Larry
Santa.
2, Larry 3,
King.
There it is.
There he is.
Storch.
Here we go, Larry. Hold on, I got him here.
Linville.
Larry, what do you want most of all?
A boy.
Okay. And if not a boy, who?
Hands down, Michael Jackson.
You want to have sex with anybody tonight? Who would it be?
Michael Jackson tonight.
You're sure?
Yes.
You know, he likes boys.
Sometimes not.
Yeah, but most times he does, right?
Probably, yes.
Did you hear the tape?
Unbelievable.
Are you going to have unprotected love with him?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You know what you say then?
Good luck.
Right. Yeah. And then in the morning?
I want to see it all.
Larry, I know you do.
The only thing I worry about is dying.
if you're not with a boy.
A boy.
Or Michael Jackson, who would you rather be with tonight? Who would you rather do?
I would rather do Saddam Hussein. But
wow.
Who would?
Okay.
It's incredible. Yeah.
And finally, what would you say to all the children who were accusing Michael Jackson?
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
Thank you, Larry.
Years ago, I allowed a family to visit and spend some disgusting time in Neverland.
That's a good edit on that tape.
That's a great, it's the only great one on that tape. There are a couple of other ones a little more
not
choppy.
Not so great, no, yeah.
I think they're fine.
And he is such an idiot for putting that on his website.
Yeah.
You know.
Before the trial starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Bye.
Hello. Boy, I hope Your Majesty is not hurt by this trial.
Oh, please. Cover his head.
Your Majesty Jackson. I love that fact that that's what Jermaine Jackson named his kid.
Cover his head.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I was all drunk on Saturday night, and I was...
Me too.
Not me.
Big time.
Not me. Sober.
Not Mike, not Dennis Rodman.
Right. No, seriously, I was sober as a judge on Saturday night.
About Dennis. Hey, so I was sitting around thinking about the whole Rich Eisen, Jim Nance thing, and I wrote down in my drunkenness, Rich Eisen is like looking at a pretty girl, Jim Nance is like looking at a bad car accident.
Wow. Why so strongly against Jim Nance?
It's not strong against Jim Nance. It's just like when you're looking at the pretty girl, you're thinking, you know, it's like Eisen's so nice and easy to listen to, but Nance is like a car accident waiting to happen.
Yeah, I think that's the liquor talking.
Yeah, probably.
Let me just ask you, which man do you find more attractive?
Let's see. Probably Rich Eisen.
Yeah, me too.
Thought you would. Me too.
Yeah.
Don't drink and write.
Forget about it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm Nance. Hey, Mike.
You're a Nance man all the way?
He seems caring.
A Nance man. Nance. Hello.
Mike?
Yes?
The stuff you use for your ass eyes?
Yeah.
I use the same stuff. I just take a pinch and put it between my cheek and gum.
Yeah, thanks a lot. That's right. And your tongue has never been whiter.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
You are on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Hey, guys. I got two things for you.
Yeah.
Number one, I was having a really, really bad day. A really bad day. The second Mike busted out with about 2 seconds of Humpty Hump, changed my day. Showed all my...
Wee-wee. I said Humpty. My name is Humpty. Wee-wee.
I like doing that.
Hey, second thing?
Yeah.
Did you ever get your number 77 for the Super Bowl, Don?
Number 70? Oh, I think it was Carl Mecklenburg, I think, the guy for Denver. But as far as a Giants guy, I don't know if we did.
I don't think we ever did.
Oh, I had Doug France from the L.A. Rams.
No. We were looking for a Giants guy.
No, okay.
So a Giants guy. I'm sorry.
All right. Goodbye. Bye. You could do that thing again. They'll make him happy, Mike.
Wee-wee. I said Humpty.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio God.
You know, I bet, hold on a second. I bet that thing that Letterman does tonight ends up kicking ass.
I bet it does.
The more I think about it, mm-hmm. the more I think he'll do it with emotion that Jay Leno didn't have. And maybe it won't be quite as, you know, Jay Leno's was very maudlin. The whole
thing about Leno was the fact that it was maudlin, but it was also... you know, reading off a card.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really heartfelt. You can't fake that.
I bet that first 20 minutes of Letterman will be pretty good tonight.
Maybe the whole show.
As a matter of fact, I wonder if he'll break down. What if Letterman just...
He broke down a little bit after his heart surgery. Remember when he said they saved my life?
Johnny, I always pictured you naked when we were talking on the phone. Johnny.
Don't go!
Johnny.
His best moments have been like after the heart surgery, after Warren Zevon died, after 9/11. Those have been the best moments from Dave on the show. and I think tonight will match those.
You know what's nutty about your
my friend Dave?
Friend Dave? What? Yeah. Is that... You're probably right, Buzz, that you will probably get the most emotional reaction, not after the guy almost lost his life,
right?
Not after the guy finally had a child,
right.
Not after America was attacked.
Right.
We're probably going to get the best reaction, the most emotional, after his dream date,
yeah.
Johnny kicks.
What if he doesn't, though? What if he comes out? What if he makes fun of it?
No,
he'll keep it together.
Not a chance, although wouldn't it just be great?
I think his first words tonight will be, well, Chubby's gone.
when he just showed tabloid pictures of Johnny in the last days. Did like a whole, that whole ABC thing he does where there's like the bad joke is always C, yes. And
yeah.
The joke would always be Johnny's dead.
Or C, emphysema.
Top 10 reasons Johnny died. Sorry.
Yeah, it would just be emphysema every time.
Yes.
Number 9.
Emphysema.
Number 8.
Emphysema.
And the number 1.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Don't be disturbed, Buzz.
I am.
Don't worry. I really think Letterman will handle that with the class that Leno didn't.
He always does.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. Question for you.
Yeah.
I live in the metro Washington area. If I were to see Don or Mike or Buzz out, what is the proper fan response to a
go the other way?
Meeting?
Go the other way.
Run and never speak of it again.
What didn't you get there? Go the other way.
Got it.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Unless he has a gift.
Hello, Don and Mike. That's only for Mike,
right?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi. Growl. You know we're doing good.
Give me a gift to add to the collection.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, Packers suck, Eagles rule.
Hey, way to go. Way to go, sports fans.
Spell Eagles.
Let me see. Your mom smells worse than the garbage can.
You guys suck, man. The Eagles are going to win.
Hey.
Did you hear? Do you like our Eagles tape that we play?
You know.
What's that bitter, angry Eagles fan?
What was that?
I don't see Favre up in the Super Bowl this year. What happened to him?
This is such an angry Eagles fan.
That's so unusual.
Why can't you be joyful that you're
I'm not angry. I'm happy, man.
No, you're not.
You're mad.
I'm not angry, man.
Out of here.
You know, they can't be happy.
But, you know. Fly, Eagles, fly.
There they are.
The road to victory. Eagles.
You know, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, scramble the Jets.
It's not happening, Mike.
But if by some chance they do,
it ain't happening. I was watching on ESPN last week. Is getting some play now. They had Freddie Mitchell on the Budweiser hot seat, which is just a load of crap because it's it's like the Coors six pack of questions or the Budweiser hots. Everything got
right. Everything's tied into a sponsorship.
It's just a reason to talk to the dumb football player.
Right.
And what's great about this guy is that they said to him, "So the New England Patriots, what do you think of that defense?" And Freddie Mitchell said, "They're okay, I guess." And the guy says, "Well, can you name anybody?" And he says, "Not really. I could tell you the numbers. There's like number 22. There's 37. I don't really know who they are."
He totally dissed them. Yeah.
Yeah. Now the Patriots are down there doing that whole football player thing.
Right.
That's
enough for the bulletin board.
Me so mad. You disrespecting us, bulletin board.
Exactly.
And then I was watching about that Raiders guy that went nuts.
Well, what happened with that?
He's almost dead.
Oh, really?
And they had his wife on TV. They were milking her good on ESPN.
Hmm.
That broad. He seemed okay. Then one day he just came home and it was just totally different. Like, gee, I wonder why a guy that's 6'8", 400 pounds, who goes out and kills people every Sunday for a living, I wonder why one of these guys out of 1,000 might come home and have some problems adjusting to regular life.
He always seems so nonviolent.
Yeah.
When they snap.
I blame her.
Rob, of course you do. You know how to play the blame game.
Yeah.
Excellent job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Join me on my side.
Rob Spiewak hosts the blame game every Saturday on WJFK.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, Don.
Yes.
What you guys talking about nothing but trouble.
You know, that's an awful phone whenever you were saying call back if you want. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Rob A?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Antonio.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Saving myself.
Hello. Hello,
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, I want to know if Mike was able to chase down that guy who was calling his wife a whore.
Mike, yeah, I did.
Mike, were you able to find out that guy was calling your wife a whore?
Yeah, yep, absolutely. I was so mad.
How'd that work out?
I put him in the trunk of my car, took him up to the Jersey Meadowlands.
Did they? Yeah. Good, Mike. You killed him, right?
Killed him dead, Don. I mean, I shouldn't admit to that. Now I'm going to be in big trouble.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello, phone skin.
I was calling about a love tribute I made to you guys. My dog bit my area.
Okay, thank you. That is lovely. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Save that till Friday's phone scan.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Mrs. Costin. Mrs. Governor Otto Schwarzenegger. May I please speak to Johnny?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I'd like to get Johnny on board.
It's been a long time for that.
Hi, Mrs. C. We'd like to get Johnny on board for the big tsunami benefit.
It would be Alexis.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's great. We'd love... When? How? Emphysema? Oh my God.
Hello, fun scan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, last person. That's you. Hello.
Hey, I was thinking instead of having all your stuff on the internet, maybe you could ship it out in a pamphlet.
And I was thinking maybe instead of giving you a prize, we'd give it to somebody else.
Hi, Mrs. Clark. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. We wonder if we could have Dick participate in the big marathon.
Arnold, this is Dick.
Oh, you won't be able to run? Oh, my God.
Call Johnny.
I didn't know Regis hosted the Times Square out thing.
Hello. This will be the last person on the phone scan. Hello.
Wow.
Well, or,
hey,
you know, maybe this person will be the last person on the phone scan. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up?
Okay.
Now, what's up is kind of
or,
a hard one.
Or maybe this person will be the last person. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Radio God.
Correct.
Hey, Mike, I heard you singing this morning, with the beginning of the show, I mean. Can you sing like Robert Goulet for me?
You know, I love doing that. No.
No?
No prize for you either. Oh, very picky we are today.
Yeah, rightly so.
It's Picky Monday.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Pick it Monday.
Hello. Pick it, don't eat it Monday. Hello.
I hear the radio turned up.
Don and Mike show. That's
hey,
us on the radio. Hi, dummy.
Hey, you know the best thing about Omeros I found out this weekend?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Come on, let's get one. Come on.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, what about the Packers? Packers won Super Bowl as far as won Super Bowl?
Okay, no prizes today. No soup for you today.
Fair enough.
That's how the phone scan ends. We can't find an appropriate call to go out on.
You just wanted to give away one prize.
God! All right, Napoleon Dynamite.
I can't believe it.
Buzz?
Yes.
You know what? You were outstanding during that phone scan.
All right, thank you.
Congratulations, Buzz. You won a $20 Tower Records gift card.
All right.
Tower Records and TowerRecords.com. Everything worth hearing is here. I'm very serious.
He always gets all the prizes.
Screw payola. Screw the FCC. God, you earned it, Buzz.
I can always use that. Thank you.
You earned it.
I'm honored.
Right
enjoy.
Here.
Enjoy.
From W. I almost said our local station.
Don't spend that all in one place, Jim Fowler.
I don't know why. WJFK. Buzz does have his what was the name of that show?
Mutual of Omaha.
Wild Kingdom.
Yes. Mine's a little different, but
I know. Buzz does have like a safari shirt on it, on top, but underneath he's got like is that a Nike thing you've got?
Yeah. Buzz is wearing clothing from the J. Peterman catalog.
It's almost
a compression shirt.
It's like Under Armour almost.
Yeah.
That's
exactly
a compression shirt.
Well, it's like Under Armour, like he was talking about the NFL
extra
guys.
Extra tight. Right?
You know, I like to dress like the NFL guys.
There you go.
Extra sexy.
Okay, no more calls today, please.
Fair enough.
It's just hard to tell. Who's sexier today, Buzz or me?
Well, any day.
I'd have to go with Buzz because I believe, isn't that a black body stocking you have on?
Yeah.
That's not just a shirt.
Yeah, no, leggings and all.
It goes all the way down.
Nice.
Thank you, Buzz. It's sexy.
I'm feeling mighty good about myself.
Damn sexy. We will be, don't do that, Mike.
This is a winning look?
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Nah, they won't be beating, cause you know Don and Mike are conceited. But in a good way, new producer is Robbie. Listen to Don as he talks about the slap face. Or Michael Mara as he plays the fairway. Don and Mike are a gang. Give us a microphone. Give us a microphone. Give us a microphone. Let us do our goddamn show.
Hey! What are you trying to do?
You ruined my record,
man. You ruined my record, man.
God hates the lazy, but he loves the Don and Mike show.
Great work in here.
Yeah.
So I'll say that. Great work in this radio station.
I like it when you say that. That's good that you let your true feelings come through.
Good for morale when you say that.
Good job security of this station.
Absolutely.
Nothing. You know, I just had.
Do I look like I'm going to say anything?
I just had a wild thought.
Yeah.
That I'm not going to follow up on.
Oh.
Wow.
Perhaps it's best.
Just to really, good tidings to all from 106.7.
There you go. You know what? There, you finally came up with what you wanted to say.
Where nothing's being planned. Tony Kornheiser.
Wonderful.
Listen, this bastard really has got to stop stealing my material.
Now, is he writing about Jacksonville again?
No. Listen, the Waffle House.
Writing about Waffle Houses?
The Waffle House thing is a small, isolated incident.
Okay.
However, I read in the newspaper on Saturday. Now, the only person who's going to be able to back me up on this is my wife.
What's he going
to
do, go out and get hit by a car or something like that?
Because that worked out so great for me.
So he can write it.
Here's the deal. On Saturday, I'm reading here in the Washington Post, our local rag. Listen to what the Redskins are doing. If you have season tickets with the Redskins,
you're lucky.
So bad. You can no longer pay with American Express, Visa. If you're going to pay with a credit card, the only card that the Redskins will accept is the Redskins bonus points card from MasterCard. Now, this is not like the commercials you've seen where the, where you say, Visa is the only card accepted at the New England Patriots, because you could use any goddamn Visa card that you want.
This is specifically MasterCard and specifically the Redskins version of MasterCard.
I read this on Saturday, and I'm reading the article, and there was a quote from a woman who said, here's the problem. I've applied for the new credit card that the Redskins say I have to use to pay for my tickets.
Yeah.
I got turned down for the credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that unless you pay cash or check this year only for your Redskins season tickets, the only form of currency that they're going to accept plastic is a MasterCard, which is put out by the NFL and the Redskins.
To make it simple, you will not be able to use any other form of credit. So
yes,
if you were planning on putting the tickets on your credit card and paying it off, yes, you'll be able to do that, but you can only pay the interest to the Washington Redskins.
Yes, wow. And that just sucks on ice.
Thank God you still pay all your bills with money orders.
Well, at 7-Eleven.
That's right.
And, you know, there are people that probably have a credit card that, you know, plan on putting it on their particular credit card, and then they're going to pay it off, and how they're going to do it, because they can't come up with that lump sum.
Saturday morning, I'm checking in with my wife, who's out of state for her job thing, and I said, I said, do we pay for our Redskins tickets with a credit card? She said, I don't know. I said, I can't believe that they're shoving this now. I can't believe they're just cramming more stuff in there.
If this doesn't get a fan boycott, I don't know what will.
Anyway, I read the post today, and Kornheiser wrote a very funny column, but, you know, I've got to think he's got, like, my house bugged, because it's all the stuff that I was yelling at my wife on Saturday morning, saying, how can this be? I mean, they've not won a playoff game. They haven't had a playoff game in 10 goddamn years.
Right.
Now, if you want to buy tickets, which are overpriced, the only way you can pay for them is with a credit card that Snyder is going to make more money off
of. Wow.
This would make a great plot for his sitcom.
I hope you're not planning on driving to the games. Because you're planning on driving the games, you have to drive in the official Redskins Ford.
But you
you won't be able. You have to buy it
from his.
You
dealership.
Can finance it though, but if you're going to finance it, you have to go with RMAC.
That
Redskins financing.
RMAC. Anyway, once again, you know, this guy Tony Kornheiser wrote very eloquently and very, very humorously in the Washington Post today. But I want you to know, this on switch, it wasn't off over the weekend.
He heard you.
I just got to figure out a way to get my thoughts out there before he gets his thoughts out there.
Well, you know, you don't have the opportunity to come in here on Saturday. Well, you could if you wanted to.
Could you imagine that if I come in, like, during the middle of the Home and Garden show?
Just random thoughts. Excuse me, I hate to interrupt, but one thought.
I got
to
get this in before the weekend's over.
This Redskins credit card thing. Come on, listen.
Here's Billy Bush from Access Hollywood, which is on tonight, NBC4 at 7:30. And around the country, please check your local listings for Access Hollywood. Hello, Billy.
Hello, gentlemen.
So, Billy.
Yes.
Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Kid Toucher. Goes on his website today with that ridiculous statement. He's wearing a blue blouse. He's got red lipstick on. He looks like the Joker.
Right.
And in essence, what he says is, I'm going to make better judgment the next time I have a bunch of little boys over to my house. It's creepy, right?
Well, he's basically rallying support, letting people know that the likelihood of him getting a fair trial should not be expected.
Have you guys talked to any of the legal experts as to whether or not that is a good idea, that he did that prior to the trial starting?
Well, yeah, we've got a few people on the show tonight, but the feeling is generally, who knows whether that works or not. Right now, it's, you know, today's jury selection. They've got 750 potential jurors in there. There's no room for Jackson's family, so his last time it was packed with his family members, and they were all there in support, all dressed in white. No one. This time it's Michael and his security guards alone. There's only 7 media seats available in there. It's a very business-like environment, you know?
And Billy, the timeline that I'm hearing about this is right. It's that, like you said, it's a month, 2 months to get the jury, and even once they do that, then it's 6 or 7 months for the trial, right?
Oh, yeah, baby. We're in for a nice long haul here.
Okay, well, here's a Michael Jackson.
And nobody can be thrilled about that, yeah?
Here's a transcript. Maybe you didn't hear.
Years ago, I allowed a family to visit and spend some disgusting time in Neverland.
Did you hear that?
I've never heard that. That's I don't a, think that that was his original word.
No? Let's listen again, Billy.
Let's listen again.
Years ago, I allowed a family to visit and spend some disgusting time in Neverland.
I see the edit at just before disgusting.
Oh, you saw that. Okay. You caught that.
I'd like to congratulate Rob on that work.
Okay. All right. So, on Access Hollywood tonight, it's all about Jacko, right?
Well, no. We lead off with Jackson. But, you know, we've made a commitment this time around to not, I mean, I think what a lot of our competition is going to do, because a lot of, because they're not news programs. They're basically tabloid. And that is that they're probably going to go and cover it, even when there's nothing to cover. They're going to dig things up. They're going to find old housekeepers. They're going to find friends of friends who knew the barber and everyone in their opinion and keep this thing going. We're going to cover it when there's news, and when there's not, we're not going to. So we did the big story at the lead, and after that, we move on to other things. We sat down with DiCaprio this week and other people.
You don't talk to any of them?
You know, I love this. Clint Eastwood. I've never heard him say anything exciting. I just watched the feed a second ago.
How many boys does he have?
Usually just very dry, right? You know, nothing. But Clint Eastwood is standing there with his wife and our beautiful African-American Sean Robinson is interviewing him. And he's talking about to the wife and how she met Clint. And he goes, and the wife goes, and Clint loves his brown women.
Wow.
And Sean starts blushing, and she goes, is that true, Clint? Do you love your brown women? And these words came out of his mouth. I love my brown women.
Wow.
That's one, Rob, you're going to have to tape and get that baby ready to fly away.
Oh, come here, Clem, baby. He love his black women.
How are you?
Love my brown women.
Love his brown. Give me that brown women. All right, well, watch that tonight on your show, Billy.
There's action.
What'd you do this weekend? You do anything that we'd be jealous of?
No, I went to the Laker game, and that's always fun.
See, all right, you're the winner already.
He beats us.
Jack Nicholson and Clint Ing and Chris Rock hanging out together. Didn't know they were friends.
Oh, there you go, see?
All right.
It's the Hollywood lifestyle.
You win. All right, here he is, lottery winner, Billy Bush. And the show Access Hollywood. Billy, we'll talk to you tomorrow, dude.
See you guys.
All right, bye-bye.
That's Billy Bush.
Yeah. That's Billy.
Billy Bush, Trump winning Lakers games with Jack Nicholson.
Regis.
Just won that lottery, guys.
Regis. Fantastic. Mike,
yeah.
One of my good friends is on the line now. Can I have a couple of minutes of private time?
Absolutely. You want me to step out of the room?
No, I just meant, you know, private time here on the show.
Yeah, I'll be absolutely quiet.
Oh, no, you have to be quiet. I just want to be, I want to be able to hear what my best friend has
to say.
Special
time for you, I'll low-key it.
Hello, friend.
What's up, buddy?
Oh. It's Robert Mailman, who I know is pissed at me.
I'm not pissed at you, Don. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Robert, you understand, it's the thing about playing Xbox Live with you, it's the intimacy factor.
Yeah, right. I understand, Don. Hey, Mike, you know what I did at 9:15 yesterday?
What'd you do?
I sat up on my love seat, flicking that light on and off, and listened to Madame Butterfly.
That is a good reference, Robert.
That's what I did.
Fatal attraction right there.
But, you know, I'm not surprised by this. You know, Don likes to keep his friends like his underwear, white until he S's on them.
Oh,
that's cool, you know. I mean,
now, Robert, listen, let me just tell you, I may have played a brother when I was playing these people that I don't know.
I don't care if it's a brother, Don. You keep making it out like you're killing me. I wanted to play, it's just like the poker thing. I just wanted to play a game. I don't care if it's at your house or my house.
I know.
You come to my house. And yes, I understand that you would feel awkward talking to me. Because what would we have to say to each other? You wouldn't want me to do any show prep stuff that I would bring on the show.
Listen,
I understand that, Don.
Here's what I know.
You ain't got to come in there and diss me. But you feel better playing with four-year-old white boys than playing with me.
Unlike Michael Jackson,
and that says
yes.
A lot about you.
I'd rather play with four-year-old white boys.
And I understand that, Don.
How are we going to make this situation right?
And you know what, Mike?
Shut up, Mike.
I wasn't white people that much yesterday anyway. Because I had a double feature with the life of Jack Johnson, the first African-American heavyweight champion, and Hotel Rwanda. So for about 4 hours, I really wasn't feeling white people. So your perception was right.
Is that Jack Johnson movie in theaters already?
No, it's a documentary. I'll bring it in. I got copies of it. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Right.
For Negro History Month that starts tomorrow.
Oh, now, Robert, we are going to have you on for Black History Month this month.
Oh, I'm sure. Who's going to spank me this time? Who's going to rub my ass this
time? Hold on. Hey, you're not getting spanked. Hey, Beth Ann, would you come in and tell Robert what we have planned? I mean, if Robert agrees.
And I appreciate y'all. Where's my coat?
Where's your what?
What coat?
My coat. My Don and Mike show coat.
Were we supposed to give him one?
Me and the Native Americans been waiting on our coach from the white man for about what?
Were we supposed to give him a
jacket? Did we say we were giving him a jacket?
Yeah.
Did we say that, Bethann?
You said it.
Well, we lied again.
Oh,
he's only emailed me all through the Christmas holidays about it.
I emailed you twice, Bethann. Don't lie.
Bethann,
you
please.
You emailed me twice, D.A. Whatever.
Don't turn out to be like Don.
Don't turn out to be like Bethann.
Don't be the white devil. Be very afraid of the blacks, as I am.
The colors. That makes you feel better.
Bethann, tell Robert what we have planned for our tribute to Black History Month.
Robert?
Yeah?
You're going to get a manicure and a pedicure.
On the air.
Wow.
Along with Howard G.
Howard G, the Senate insurance guy?
The dude from Fox 102, Brown, what's his name?
Who?
The guy that comes on, Jim Brown, or whatever his Uncle Tom ass name is.
Oh, now stop that.
JB from Fox.
Yeah, JB, can you get him on there, too? Maybe we can get some of that skin lightening cream, too, while we're talking.
Oh, now, Robert, that's here. Not fair. That's so unkind.
Of course I'll do it. Whatever. You know, the show means everything. Wow. And you know I love airtime. You know Don dogs me.
Who's gonna give Robert the angry
mailman? I want Don to do it.
You want Don to do it?
No, it's going to be...
I want you to take a Brillo pad to my feet.
No, we're going to have a professional come in, right, Bethann?
Can somebody underneath me so I get the rheumatism out my knees, Don?
No, Robert, listen, I will play a video game with you online before I rub
your feet. You won't play a video game. It's okay, Don. You like to be anonymous.
I think in order to make this right, you have to play one game.
No, that's okay. You know, because I'm not a star effer, and in my... And some
people I don't think you're a star effer. I don't think you want to have sex with me.
Is there anything I can do to help you?
How about a free surf and turf at
Hank's Lookaround Cafe?
Too bad he won't be able to hear you, Mike. I just turned your microphone on. You said, is there anything you can do to help? Okay, good. Well, how about
why
you call
his mic off, Don?
Because Mike asked if there was anything he could do to help me, and Mike was not really helping me when his microphone was on.
Don does not. Hey, Mike knows it's a joke, man. It's okay. I'm getting tired of being put in the same boat with Tom Gavin and Dennis Murphy.
Listen, you're not in the same boat as Tom and Dennis.
I know you like to make fun of them. You're
in the boat behind them.
You know, whites first.
Right. Even crippled whites go first.
Of course.
Robert, seriously, here's the thing. You can even ask Bethann. You wouldn't believe her because she's white. But I did chat with her about this over the weekend. And I said, you know, I really do want to play with Robert. But the thing is, talking to you...
You don't have to talk, Don.
It's too intimate.
I understand that.
If we have a headset on...
Don, you don't want me telling you jokes like I could tell you about somebody who's on... lives around the corner from Rob that you would love to know about.
I don't want jokes. I just want to play that. Okay.
Well, why don't you call me and we'll disconnect and we don't have to talk. I can be, you know, anonymous.
Okay. I want to play you, but I want to do it so that we don't talk to each other on the headset.
You take the headsets out, Don. You call me, you say you're going to be on. You type in my screen name, put me down as a friend, even though we know we're not, and we play football.
Okay.
God.
All right.
This is just a game. Don,
when do you want to play,
Robert? I don't want to put a wave in your perfect life. I really don't.
When do you want to play?
Getting too close to you.
When do you want to play?
I'm off Thursday. You can play all day Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday.
Okay.
Before the show. I know you're laughing right now.
In the morning, I'm laughing at what Mike is doing.
I'm going to hit my wrist at 10 o'clock that morning.
Don't do it, Ron.
Because I don't get to play Don in NFL, you know, Madden, which I don't even play. I went on board the game.
Because it's not the black game. Right. I understand.
God.
So you're going to come in? I can't wait.
God, I only want to play a game with you.
Hey, he's doing Napoleon Dynamite.
You act like I want to come over and have sex with your dogs. God.
Hey, Robert, you're too funny. Hold on a second.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings.
You didn't hurt my feelings, man. You made me feel like ass on the street. No, I'm delivering mail hearing this.
That's okay.
And I get pulled over by some guy waving a badge, you know.
All right.
Which is another story, but...
You got pulled over by a guy waving a badge?
Yeah, from the Census Bureau, of all places.
What?
What did he want?
He wanted to know some information about somebody who lived on the route I was delivering.
What'd you
tell
him?
At the time, I told him, I can't give you that type of information, sir.
Right.
Because... that's illegal.
Right.
Well, he got real indignant about it. He was like, look, we're supposed to do this in letter of the law and all this crap. So I gave him the information, man.
What do you think?
Somebody's going to get chopped up tonight.
Did you think it was like a terrorist thing?
No, he was white.
No, but I mean, do you think the guy that was the guy that was asking for the information, was he doing it because that maybe he's one of those Patriot Act?
No, because this was the guy he wanted to talk to was white too.
Oh, really?
So, unless it's someone in Oklahoma Klan thing.
Not all white people are good.
Do you think he was able?
Who are you telling?
Hey, maybe
most of us are, though.
Maybe he was a friend of ours.
Yeah, a friend of yours. I don't know.
All right, listen.
I do my job, you know. Yeah. I got off the clock. I'm feeling like S because Don comes up, you know.
Listen, Napoleon.
I just want to play the game. It's not like I want to, you know, come and use your bathroom.
I know, but you do. But I do. But you do. Listen, Napoleon Dolomite, we will play on Thursday.
And we'll take the headsets off. We won't talk to each other.
All right. Listen, I'm not going to say I promise, but it's as close as I can get.
It's like safe sex.
Okay, I'm so thrilled. I have a reason to live now.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm really happy.
Any wager on the game?
Thursday. Don't try to kick my ass because I don't play that.
No, see, I'm probably going to get my ass kicked.
I doubt, why blacks have natural ability in football, even playing it on the video.
That's right, Robert.
Well, you both seem to be being very gracious. Would you like to put something up for the game?
No.
Hey, Don, do you have 2K5?
Somewhere I do, but let's play Madden.
I'm going to play your game, and I'm going to get my ass kicked, and I won't say a word. Uh-huh. But I would like to play 2K5, too.
All right, I tell you what. We'll play the white game, and then we'll play the black game.
They're both white games. You know, blacks are getting rich off of video games. You got another thing.
Hey, All right, Robert. It's Thursday, dude.
Yes, sir.
Okay, see you then.
Talk to you later,
all right, son. Bye-bye. Goodbye there, Roberts.
Fascinating. There he goes.
There he is.
I would have been very concerned if he didn't weigh in. Because, you know, you knew that he had to be thinking about it.
And boy, he's going to be mad on Thursday.
Oh,
no.
Please.
Oh, this is going to be a season long, huh?
Please.
You don't have to wear the headphones.
I know. But now it's fun just to screw with him.
This is true.
It's fun just to screw with him.
That's Robert the Angry Mailman.
Oh, but hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my buddies.
Tom, well, there's a voice we haven't heard from in a while.
Tom, you are in the boat with Dennis ahead of Robert. How does that feel?
The hell is sounds good.
Hey, women and cripples first.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes, Tom.
Hey, I heard Bill Marley said, light up a fatty. You know what that means? Light up a cigar.
Ah, that's what I thought it meant, Tom.
Right. How do you spell fatty?
F-A-T-A-S.
Fatas. Have you ever had a fatty?
No.
Tom?
No, I haven't.
Huh. Tom, how's your rehab? How's the hip?
It is excellent. I am done with rehab. I'm finished rehab. I'd like to come in and give you all a present I got from CCR. CCR and...
You mean Creedence Clearwater Revival?
No.
No.
CCR when we went to...
Crazy retards.
They're watching Don.
I made him laugh.
It's the place where me and Mike and Don went for our...
Our electric shock.
The CCR restaurant in Arlington.
Oh, Crystal City Restaurant.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a strip club.
A calendar from CCR, and I got Don a calendar from Hooters Restaurant.
Thank you.
Oh, that's very nice.
That'll look
you,
good
Tom.
In your dining room.
Sure, when do you want to bring it by, Tom?
Mike, I got a great idea. How about he comes by on Black History Month Day when we have
Thursday.
Robert and Helen here?
That's a great idea.
Thursday, yes, Thursday.
No, not this Thursday, Tom.
When's Black History Month?
Well, it starts tomorrow, and it's an entire month long.
Yep.
So you don't want to bring
next
him by Thursday.
No, I don't want to bring him by Thursday.
I don't know why I'm feeling so randy today.
Because it's only Monday.
It's only Monday.
It's only Monday.
Well, Thursday.
Tom, are you walking without your cane?
I'm walking without the cane. When I'm inside my apartment, I walk without it. When I'm walking around, I walk with it.
I see. With it, and you don't use the walker anymore at all, right?
Nope. I put that goddamn walker in.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. Way to go,
Tom. Goddamn walker.
Yeah.
The goddamn cage, and it stays in there with...
What does the monster say?
War!
Boy, you sound excited with your new hip.
Yep, I do.
Tom, with the new hip, can you dance now? Will you be able to dance in the future?
In a little bit.
Okay, good. We look forward to that.
How do you spell hip?
H-I-P.
Fantastic. He's
very close.
Tom?
Yep.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, Mike.
Tom, you mentioned the cage that you put the walker in.
That's the storage I put it in.
Has anyone ever put you in the cage?
No.
Oh, dear. Tom, do you exercise every day?
Yes, I do.
What do you do?
I walk upstairs and down and then all around the complex.
Very good. About a half an hour?
Yep.
Yeah, very good.
The complex. How many minutes are in a half an hour?
24 hours.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's correct.
What's your strongest leg, your right or your left one?
My right one.
Right one.
Strongest arm?
Yep.
Strongest arm, right or left?
The right one.
Right one. Tom, are you looking sexy with your new hip?
Yes, I do.
Have you lost a lot of weight?
Yes, I have.
Oh, fantastic. How much weight have you lost?
I'm down to 207.
207.
Wow, if you lose 7 more pounds, how much will you weigh?
197.
Right.
Perfect. Right. All right, Tom, we'll talk to you later. Oh, Tom, take us to break, please.
Dynamite? Is Tom? This the BJFK? Dynamite can go to break.
I do without the WJFK, though.
All right, Dynamite can go to break.
All right, one more time, please, Tom, then I'll hit the button.
Dynamite, go to break.
Just one more time with some more feeling.
Dynamite, go to break.
One more time like the monster.
Dynamite, war, go to break.
Now be passionate.
Hey, Dynamite, go to break.
Hey, Tom?
Yes?
You know, when we go to break, we still want you to keep talking even after you go to break. You know that, don't you? You don't do that as well as you used to. Sometimes you hang up too early. You just got to be really loud and obnoxious even after you say go to break.
And I got somebody else on the line.
Who's that?
You know the guy that just shot the cell phone with the bullets? Intercom paging?
No.
No. Oh, you're getting another plug-in for that company, Tom?
Josh. Hey, Josh, you there? Hello?
Tom, take us to break.
Where is Josh, Tom?
Hey, Josh.
Take us to break,
Tom. They want to talk to you.
No, we don't.
No, we don't, Tom.
Take us to break.
Dynamite? Go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tribute to the king.
I heard some news today that I found rather fascinating. I understand that the Vicks people have come up with a new toiletry product that they're pretty excited about. I haven't heard much about it. What is it?
It's called Dismiss.
Dismiss?
Yes.
Huh? What is that?
It's a feminine hygiene product.
Holy crap. You're putting me on.
No, Dismiss. It'll be advertised on our show.
How about Vagigo?
It's not a bad name for it. Along with another line.
How about away?
Someone else has that.
Ah.
Sterling Drugs.
How about fuck off?
Possibly.
Yes, I like that.
I like Formula 44, NyQuil, Sinex, Victor's, and Lavoris, all the other fine products, along with Dismiss.
That would be a bummer. Is that going to be a live commercial?
I was wondering if you'd like to demonstrate.
I certainly would. It's strawberries and lemons. I pass a fruit stand, you get horny now. Good sales. Dismiss.
Anyway, welcome
Jesus
back again, Vic.
Right. So embarrassed to do this.
Dismiss.
Oh. So embarrassed.
The Don and Mike Show. The home of hilarity. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. www.donandmikewebsite.com. That's the official site for our show.
Go to the store.
Buy some souvenirs.
Get a jacket like the one Robert wants.
And Bev Ann told me, we promised it to him.
Yeah, I you know, I,
another
that's,
lie.
That's escaped my memory.
Yeah. Just another lie. Clementine Tran will be on the show in a couple of minutes.
Oh, fantastic. Beth Ann did such a great impression of Clementine the other day.
Oh, you know Clementine.
Hi, Beth Ann.
She is Oriental, but she doesn't really have...
There she is just walking by the window.
She does not really have the accent.
No, it's more like kind of a Valley Girl sound. You know?
Yes. Hi, Beth Ann.
Like that.
And I do believe that she wants Buzz, our own Buzz, to call her mommy son, who is... Oh, so horny.
Really? I mean, somebody's got the steaming undies for Buzz?
Well, no. She said that her mom hasn't gotten any. And that her mom would appreciate a sensuous...
Buzz far, makes the sexy call?
Far Eastern call from Buzz.
You mean a call from the West?
That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I was backwards for a minute, Mike.
Yes, if it's Buzz, he originates in the West.
Yes. He's an Occidental call.
But he's studied certain Eastern practices.
Yes, I have. Taiwan basket.
Yes.
Also, hookah. Yeah. Oh, hookah, very nice.
Oh, Buzz, your hookah's so nice.
Hello.
And perhaps, now I know that we've got the whole sexual harassment Viacom thing.
Yeah.
That we all have had to at least pretend that we've taken note of.
Dance I around. Left my mark.
I would like to,
That's why we have the policy now.
Sure, just ask anybody, because I don't think I think I've mentioned this to somebody off the air.
Uh-huh.
That I've never noticed this about Clementine Tran.
Right.
Here's another stereotype she breaks as far as Asian chicks go.
When did you become aware of this, just out of curiosity?
When I saw her wearing a green sweater the other day.
Really? Yeah.
She has...
Am I late to the party on that?
No, because I was not aware of it either, so I didn't know.
I was aware.
You mentioned it last week on the show.
Yeah, I think that she's got a couple of things going for her.
Absolutely.
That, let's say, Lucy Liu doesn't have.
Right. It's very interesting.
So anyway...
And because I haven't seen Clem since you mentioned that, now I'll be...
Mm-hmm.
I hate to tell you, I'll be staring.
Of course you will.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and she will be in here, Mike.
How about that? I bet Dan answers the phone. I hope she does.
Hello?
Answer the phone like Clementine.
I can't.
Why?
Yes, you can.
Hello?
Who is this?
Am I supposed to be Clementine or be me?
Oh,
God. Come on. You work for a comedy radio show.
Who is this, please?
This is Clementine.
Now, Beth Ann?
Yeah?
No, Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Have you noticed that
she has big boobs?
Yeah, she's smuggling. I mean, there's something. I mean, there's something there.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's got big breasts.
Really?
Oh, really?
But I was surprised. I was just saying to Jill, I can't believe they've never noticed.
And what does she say to you when she's Clementine? What is Clem's first thing that Clementine says to you?
That's it.
All right, see you later.
Okay.
Oh, and she's ready to call her mom. We'll do that in just uno momento.
Very good.
Now about, this is Rob. She's got quite a pair of spring rolls.
Yes, she does.
Wow.
God.
You.
You.
I mentioned tonight on Letterman, yeah. You'll have Peter LaSalle,
right,
one of the guys from The Tonight Show, and also Doc Severinsen. So if you're into these tributes to Johnny,
yep,
watch tonight. It'll be a better one than Leno had.
I think it'll be genuine.
Now, here is a real story. This is a real news story, and Buzz, I'm surprised you don't have this on your news today.
Hmm.
Surprised you didn't know that.
Missed one, eh?
Okay.
Hey,
this is from Duke University.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Everybody, I know.
Yeah, that's a college.
So.
That's always a joke.
They're doing a research project
at Duke
with monkeys. Now, the monkeys, male monkeys, mm-hmm. could either have a bottle of juice or they could pass on the juice, orange juice, pineapple juice, whatever it was, to see photos of female monkey butts.
Wow.
For the majority of these monkeys,
mm-hmm.
9 out of 10, it was a no-brainer. The monkeys were thrilled to change in their juice for pictures of naked monkey butts.
That's interesting.
The scientists had photos of female monkeys that the male monkeys had never had relations with, had never seen, had never had any interaction with at all.
So this tells you that monkeys like porn, too.
Even better.
So that tells you that it was 100% sexual.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't because of, like, past shared experience.
Sure, absolutely.
And now Duke University wants to run. I know, that's so funny. Duke
well, it's
University.
Just perfect that this particular study was done at Duke.
They want to do the same thing with humans.
Really?
And that's a no-brainer. If you say to a guy...
Well, it depends on how good the apple juice is.
It depends how good the asses are.
Well, is it going to be apple juice, though? Because, I mean, it's not...
In this study, they had orange juice, apple juice, pineapple juice. Whatever the monkey's favorite juice was.
Right. I'd have to be so parched.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, you'd have to be so thirsty if you were...
But hold on.
If you were incredibly deprived of
what if
fluid.
They said, but what if they said to you, Mike, here's a nice Amstel Light, and here's Kirstie Alley getting out of her bathing suit.
I'd take the Amstel Light.
Correct.
But if it was Angelina Jolie,
yeah,
I'd skip the Amstel Light. I could have it later.
Mm.
But, I mean, it's different. I mean, why are they doing it with humans? Humans, everybody knows humans like porn better than beverages.
I bet you would take Kirstie Alley over an Amstel Light.
Really?
Wouldn't it be funny to see?
Yeah, that's
true. You're getting out of a bathing suit?
That's where we're more sophisticated as humans.
We're smarter than monkeys because we know that we could just say, I'll look at Kirstie Alley's big fat behind, and then I can leave and go to 7-Eleven and just buy a beer anyway. What's a monkey going to do? He can't get into his car and go to 7-Eleven.
This is true.
But if he could.
He has no keys.
Well, I watched Kirstie Alley today was doing her commercial for Jenny Craig, where she was talking about chicken fettuccine. I guess I would like to see her getting out of the tub.
Sure.
No, out of a bathing suit would be better because it would have struggling.
Oh, if it was a moving image?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd turn down a six-pack for that.
A flip book.
Of course. Yep. So that's the latest out of Duke.
That's right, Buzz. I love it when you play along, Buzz. You know that De Niro movie that we talked about on Friday, which looked like a piece of garbage?
Hide and Seek?
Number one. Number one it was over the weekend. Number two is the Ice Cube movie. And then Clint Eastwood, who loves brown women.
Mm-hmm.
The movie about euthanasia was number three.
Did you get a chance to see Sideways over the weekend?
I did not. I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't make it to the movies.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Here's Elliot about the monkeys. Elliot.
Yeah, I wanted to know if any of the scientists spanked any of the monkeys.
Oh, I shouldn't have taken that call. Why did you get screened?
Is Joe did you speak with a gentleman named Joe Ardinger?
Oh, yeah, that's
all
my man.
All right.
Hold on just a second.
A Monday breakdown.
Yeah, we haven't seen Joe. We usually see him a lot on Friday.
Where is Joe? He's going to pick up the phone here?
I think it was him. I don't know. He left.
Well, it was a guy. If it was a guy, the odds are it was Joe.
Probably.
All right, hold on a second. It's either a man or a woman, right? So it's a man.
Man.
It's a man.
Hello?
So you thought this was a good call to screen and put through?
He was just playing along.
Well, he's an idiot, Joe, and you're a bigger idiot for screening that, and I'm a bigger idiot for taking the call.
Thanks, Dad. Listen, there's just really not that much to choose from today.
Okay, well then don't screen anything. I'm fine without talking to these idiots.
Well, I like to screen them, and I like to pick somebody up occasionally.
Yeah, but only put good ones. I mean, it says question about the monkeys. I think the guy's got a legitimate question. He's doing a stupid spank the monkey thing.
Oh.
If you keep putting calls like this through, we're not going to show you the pictures.
Uh-oh.
Juice for you.
I want to see the pictures.
Bye, Joe.
See
ya. And then, of course, Joe would see the pictures and go home and say, hey, you should have seen those monkeys.
Hey, Tracy, baby.
How about that?
Autograph Collector Magazine.
Yes?
Oh, my favorite.
Oh, I love it, too.
Isn't that the land of the
bird? Here are the best and worst autograph signers for 2004.
Now, are these as far as penmanship or as far as people who are willing to sign autographs?
These are people who are willing to sign paper for their fans.
Good to know. Good.
Okay, your top 10 or your top 5 best. You go up to them, they'll be polite and give you an autograph.
Uh-huh.
Angelina Jolie, number 5.
Well, that's surprising.
Mike Myers, number 4. Tom Cruise, number 3. Oh. Matt Damon, number 2. And this is surprising. The number 1 best autograph guy is Johnny Depp.
I knew it.
Why'd you know that?
Because you're gay for Pirates of the...
What are you gay? Are you gay for Depp?
Pirates of the Gay Caribbean.
No, but Don has said that I'm gay for Johnny Depp, so playing the character, I said I knew that he would be the best autograph
giver. Come on, we know that you want to find Neverland.
Let's say that.
Didn't you want to climb into Johnny Depp's secret window?
Wow.
Here are the worst. Here are the worst.
People that blow you off when you want to get
these
an
autograph. These are the ones that piss the fans off.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, the Olsen twins.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Number 4, Justin Timberlake.
Who cares?
Number 3, Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire.
Really? I would think he'd be a nice guy.
I didn't know he was a jerk.
Huh.
Number 2, new and improved Joker products, Cameron Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
And number 1, J.P. Flame from the Sports Junkies. Excuse me, the Junkies. We don't call them Sports Junkies anymore.
I don't have time.
I have time.
I don't have time.
That's a joke, J.P.
Get away.
Brittany was the worst.
I guess Cameron and Justin Timberlake are kind of a pair of evil celebrities.
Who wants their autograph anyway? Stan Lee, who was on the show back when Spider-Man 2 came out, the guy that made up Spider-Man and created him, we had a really good hour-long conversation with him, and he won his lawsuit against Marvel.
Yes. I remember that. Congratulations to him. He's going to get, like $100 million?
Yeah, hundreds of millions of dollars, right, based on all that Marvel has done. He has officially lost it.
Oh, really?
And this is a guy, now listen, I climbed up and gave him a prostate exam.
Yeah, one of the...
the day he was on the
you
show.
Love this guy. You were about as reverential with him as you have been with any other guest.
Well, he's lost it. Because we got this from Marvel Enterprises. Because he's back with them now. Stan Lee announced a partnership on Wednesday to launch an original entertainment franchise of a superhero based on and voiced by Ringo Starr.
Oh, my God.
Brilliant. Here is what Stan Lee said. And they have to throw in.
No, I can't take it anymore.
They got to throw in that he invented Spider-Man, the Incredible Hulk, and the Fantastic Four. Ringo is beloved worldwide for his commitment to people and his wit. Our Ringo superhero will combine these qualities.
You mean he's going to be the superhero is going to be called Ringo?
Yes, along with Super Ringo's secret powers, which people don't know about because he's kept them secret till now, like his talent.
Oh, watch out, he's bending over.
His secret power is the power to do wine cooler commercials.
Let me see then. Ringo Starr says, I'm excited to become a reluctant superhero. How great to hang out with Stan and laugh. And now they're thinking about what superpowers Ringo's going to have.
He's got an incredible sense of smell.
I heard this was Ringo's idea, and that, honestly, one of the superpowers will be an incredible sense of rhythm.
Really?
That's what they're saying. That's not a joke. That's what they're saying.
That's funny, Buzz.
I can time that train. I can time it.
I know you're just repeating what you've heard, but still, that's funny.
Yeah.
Not funny.
I know.
Debbie Gibson is going to be in Playboy.
Baby!
Mm-hmm. Deborah Gibson.
It's about time.
Deborah Gibson has improved with age.
And she's got a new record out, incidentally, which is called Naked.
Okay.
No, her brother won't like that.
Who doesn't hate Rob and Amber? Remember Rob and Amber?
Charlie.
Okay, besides Charlie.
Charlie Gibson. I was still on Debbie Gibson.
I'm sorry.
You were forging ahead, and I was unfortunately being the ankle weight on that one. Mel Gibson, and then I said Charlie Gibson.
Oh, see, you're way ahead.
I know.
See, when you said Charlie, I thought you were talking about our Charlie.
Right.
That Charlie.
No.
Never mind.
No, see, go ahead.
We're playing the Gibson game?
We were.
Anymore. I'm horribly behind.
I know. You're behind on the Gibson. I don't. After Mel and Charlie, I'm really not sure.
King of the Gibsons.
See, King of the Gibson.
Yeah, King of the Gibsons.
Thank you.
Amber and Boston Rob. See, that's where I thought you were saying Charlie, our Charlie, was a big fan of Amber and Boston Rob.
I love Amber and Boston Rob.
Well, hopefully they will get killed on their next show.
Good.
They're going to be a team on The Amazing Race 7.
Oh, really?
Because we're not so burned out on these two creeps already.
I love that host. He's a great host.
Oh, that's the guy. We screwed up his name. I screwed up his name. Called him the wrong name the entire time he was on the show.
For a whole interview. It's like Jeff Keogh or something.
Phil Kogan. And I kept calling him Keegan.
Yeah. Keegan.
Close.
Klingel.
And
hi, Charlie. Hi, Rob.
Your beard
is long.
It is.
Mike won't let me cut it. What an ass.
For a feel good today.
All right. Good.
This one isn't really good. It's from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. A woman had kids that wouldn't listen to her. Mm-hmm. So what she did, she duct taped them, mummy-like fashion, and just put them in the back of her car.
Did it work?
Jeez. It worked great. Worked great until the cops pulled her over for speeding, and they noticed that she had two kids, age 6 and 5.
That's what my mom did.
Wrapped up like mummies. But the real feel-good today is not even like something bad that happens to somebody we could laugh at.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the genius known as Crispin Glover.
Oh.
Now.
Oh, boy. The insane genius.
Yeah. Right. He was in Back to the Future, and he was in Willard.
Yeah, Willard was his most recent.
Okay. You may not know about his new movie, which debuted at the Sundance Film Festival last week. Mm-hmm. The movie is called What Is It? And here is what the movie is about.
Okay.
I'm going to read from a review.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This movie is garbage. It features swastikas, the N-word, a dancing minstrel in blackface who gets lynched by a mob of retarded people, organ music composed by the real-life head of the Church of Satan, two kids with Down syndrome having sex in a cemetery, a Shirley Temple lookalike dressed as a Nazi dominatrix, a naked actor with cerebral palsy being pleasured by a black woman in a monkey mask. When did they call you about the script?
Where's Rum going?
Good Lord. Be whack. Wow.
But there's more, Mike. Hold on.
Musical?
The guy with CP, a naked actor with CP, being pleasured by a black woman in a monkey mask. A dozen real snails that are killed so the minstrel can inject them into his face, and a soundtrack that features music by Charles Manson. The movie is called What Is It?
What Is It?
What Is It?
Yeah.
So they have the screening. and everybody hates it. And Crispin Glover meets with the press afterwards. And they said to him, do the actors with Down syndrome that had sex in this movie, did they like the movie? He said, I don't know. The movie isn't really for them. Yeah. That's a quote from Crispin Glover.
Thank you, Crispin.
Also, he wants you to know that he's been working on this movie, what is it, for over 10 years, and it's the first of a trilogy.
Oh, my God.
So it's not a real feel-good today. More a salute to genius.
Yes, and then, well, we'll have the, with two more coming, we'll be able to have the film for
a star of tomorrow, today.
Yeah.
Crispin Glover, again, the movie you'll want to check this weekend to see if it's playing. It's called What Is It?
What Is It?
No, I don't actually get any screen credit on that. They just asked me to punch the script up. I said, yeah, put him in a cemetery.
So, what you see with him is not exactly, you know, what you see is what you get, that he really is rap tight.
Now, if you think I'm kidding about this, I'm not. Here is the website to go to. The official website of Crispin Geller is...
Glover.
I'm sorry, Glover. It's Crispin, C-R-I-S-P-I-N. Buzz, you go on there? Yeah. H-E-L-L-I-O-N-G-L-O-V-E-R. That is his real name. That is his website. Go there now and enjoy the teaser trailer.
Wow.
Which shows you a little bit of what we are talking about here. Are you there, Buzz?
No. What was between Crispin and Glover?
Hellion.
H-E-L-L-I-O-N.
Okay. Great. Crispin Hellion Glover?
That's it.
.com.
And you can see the brief trailer for the movie, the Oscar winner that everybody, Oscar loves.
Oscar loves What Is It?
Find it, Buzz?
No, not yet.
Well, it could be the computer.
Yeah, well, it's our computer. I'm just not. No, I got lost on the spelling of Hellion, I guess.
Okay, H-E-L-L. I-O-N.
Okay, here we go. There he is. That doesn't look scary at all.
No. Now, see if you can click on his face or something to get past the front page.
You know, you missed one of his great, soothing, wonderful family-like roles. That guy dressed in black in the Charlie's Angels movie. Remember
that's
him?
Right.
That?
Yeah. Okay, what are you doing now, Buzz?
He really does. Little windows are opening.
Buzz has had to put his glasses on now.
This always gets I'm going to have to get this surgery corrected.
And
he'll steal your soul.
I don't know.
All right, well, let's go there anyway. I went there this morning. It's a funny trailer.
Funny ha-ha?
Funny ha-ha if you're sick.
Oh, good.
Funny ha-ha if you're sick in the head. You know. Playoffs? If you're sick in the head, it's funny.
Right.
You know, Mike would probably be disturbed by it the first time he saw it.
Right, okay.
And the more you saw it, the more you... It's like a car wreck. The more you see it, the more you know what it's about.
You get desensitized to it.
Yeah, you do. Having any luck there, Squints?
I've got three windows. In addition to the homepage, I've got three windows open, and none of them seem to have trailers on them.
Okay, well, you got to click on something. Yeah. Never mind, Buzz.
All right.
Thank you, though.
Certainly.
Much appreciated.
I know.
No, really. Don't get mad.
No, I'm not mad. No, I know it is appreciated.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was wondering where you got the review for that movie.
Goddamn. I don't know. I got the Buzz on the Internet music going right now.
You can play that all damn day, and I'm still not going to find it.
Let me see. The review for the movie, I don't know, from the Sundance Film Festival. Go to Sundance.com, whatever their site is.
All right.
What, like you don't believe me?
Yeah.
What's the deal? Why the question?
No, I just wanted to get a copy of the review.
Why?
Because I've got somebody who is a neo-Nazi as like Rob.
No, he's not like me.
Okay.
No, he's like you.
Okay. Yeah, you know, this is...
Right.
You wonder, who's curious when we start getting on this kind of a subject?
That's
We've
right.
got him right
there
here.
You go. All right, thank you.
And it's you,
Bye.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Call me in the office.
Never forget.
Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I just wanted to...
Turn down your radio or just hang up. Hello, Crispin Glover Fan Club. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
What is it? Is it another Greaseman production?
Well, now they're all surfaces.
Yeah, I thought somebody was calling who may have had it up on the web.
I think we got the prop a little too close to the mud.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what do you want? Hello.
Hey, Green Bay Packers?
Papa Paul?
What about the... Why is anybody...
Is this another Eagles fan calling, is it?
No.
Okay, what about the Packers? What do the Packers have to do with Crispin Glover?
That's God's favorite team.
Yes.
Whose favorite team?
My
God.
Are you saying Don? Yes, the Packers are my favorite team. So what?
And he's gone.
Or just hang up.
Like, well, that's the magic of Glover.
You're going to be in my movie, friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, this is Clementine, B.A.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Forget it. Just forget it. Find it. Buzz, are you still looking for it?
Yeah. I mean, no, I have the website. I just can't make the details of it. And never will. So enjoy the music.
Confound it, Internet.
Bless your heart. Just turn it off, Buzz.
Yeah. Wheel me up.
Just hit me off.
Hello, Fred. This is Papa.
You're doing it so wonderful. We'll be right back with Clementine Tran and her mom.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Đây là Khánh nhận được cuốn sách của Điền Lê Na ở Don Mike on Vitamin New Year đó Khánh.
Okay. Okay. This gentleman was the one who won your tip on Don and Mike Vitamin New Year show. You want to say hello to Don and Mike?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Okay.
And I hope you enjoy the tape.
Okay. Yeah, I guess he just want to call and thank you for the tip, and he will enjoy your show on WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show.
What up, my yellow brothers? Kinks in the house.
Raise the comedy alert level to orange, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We're getting Clementine Tran in here.
Yeah.
Talking about mommy's son. Let me see. More good affiliate news for the Don and Mike show.
Really?
Yeah.
Who do we lose this time?
Remember all those stations, like three or four stations that we got when Stern was making his big, I've been fired by Clear Channel and no one loves me anymore, so Infinity gave up a bunch of stations.
Uh-huh.
Well, now that they realize the two-faced son of a bitch that he is, that he's leaving. Let's see. We were on a station in Fresno called The Edge.
Yeah.
See? That's now Spanish.
Ah, that seems to be going around lately.
Sí. So that's Austin, Texas now. We're gone.
Uh-huh.
And also Fresno.
Two that we got during that whole...
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Two that we got because they
wanted... Well, they're focused on the prize.
They wanted to suck up to him.
They got their eyes on the prize.
They do. And now it's a piñata.
Yeah.
That's what the prize is now.
Hopefully there's a lot of candy in it.
Either a big piñata.
Well, I only have one thing to say about the losing out of...
Well, I really have the blues.
I really do.
Why don't you change your shirt, then?
My shirt is blue. I must change it right now. Goodbye, Fresno.
Let's call Clementine Tran in here.
Here she comes.
She's our favorite salesperson.
Wow, yes, yes, there they are. I mean, there she is. Yes, yes, fantastic. Hi, Clem.
Mike, you had never noticed? You had never noticed before?
Now I have. It's official.
Am I a real woman now?
Yes, yes, all 100% woman. Wow.
Have you heard Beth Ann doing the impression of you?
I was in front of the grocery store when I heard that. It was hilarious.
And you're right, it's like a valley girl.
Yes, very
much. Beth Ann.
Hey. J-Dubs is a pretty good one, too.
Yes, it does. But Clementine,
yes,
not as good as me.
You are pretty good, Beth Ann.
Thanks, Clementine.
Hey, my VX.
So J-Dubs does an impression of you?
Yes.
That's scary. Wow, I didn't think he'd be capable of doing an impression. I don't mean in a bad way. I mean, that's just not his shtick. Justy Johnson, you know?
I mean it in the bad way.
He sounds like Napoleon Dynamite and me.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then sometimes like a 70-year-old older woman who's been smoking all her life. Closer to the end of the night.
I guess we could ask J. Dibbs if he was floating around, but he's not, is he?
No.
Yeah. Or is he?
I don't know.
I don't, boy, see who's here I'm talking about?
Yeah,
how can you not stare at her now?
Yeah, well, now you're embarrassing me. You're making me self-conscious now. I like to steal a look.
Because you're staring at Clementine.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
are.
Well,
if I ever make it to Playboy, I'll owe it all to you guys.
There you go, Clem.
So the other day, you know, everybody remembers Clem. She was here for our Absinthe show.
Yes. Right.
She was singing Into the Groove by Madonna.
And she and her husband, Augie, you know, actually drove me home that night.
And you can't. For inspiration. Come on.
She's not even drunk now, I don't think.
No.
Waiting. Into the groove.
So the other day, I see Clem around the station, right. And she says, hey, would you guys call my mom? More specifically, would Buzz please call my mom?
Yeah.
She says that her mom, now your mom's name is Tom?
Yes.
T-O-N.
Well, Tom. It's pronounced like that. It's,
okay.
Yeah.
How's it spelled?
It's spelled T-H-A-N-H.
Wow. Tana.
Tom.
No, it's more like Tom. But you would like Buzz to place like a phone sex call to your mom.
I think so.
And why is that, Clem?
Yeah.
I don't think she gets busy lately.
Really? Wow. So you want Buzz to make the sexy call?
I think so. My dad could, he could use a gift. He's been working hard for her.
Oh, so wait a minute. So
in other words, you want Buzz to call your mom and maybe tell your mom to get ready to seduce your father tonight.
That would be great. I think that would be a great idea. They could both use
her
it.
Up. Okay. What's your dad's name, Clem?
His name is Duck.
Duck. I got it. Duck and Tan.
Ton. Like a ton of weight.
Duck and Ton.
A ton of weight falling on me.
Okay, Ton. Ton and Duck.
You got the number.
Yeah, you know. Quack.
Quack, quack.
Aflac! Do I have to pick this up?
Then I'll tell her she's on the air.
Okay.
And they, if she doesn't give permission, we'll hit the dump button. But she's your mom, right?
Yeah, she's supposed to answer.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe she got a fried?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know what's going on.
My dad doesn't answer call waiting.
Oh, really?
Yes. He's like old school.
Your dad old droopy?
He is pretty droopy.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I think she knows.
So droopy that you've got to have DJs call your mom to say.
Well, she's concerned.
Get busy with dad, with daddy's son.
So you think he's on another line?
I have a cell number for her.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Get the cell number.
You write it down.
All right.
I mean, unless you want to give it out on the air. Go ahead, write it down, please.
I am kind of mad at her.
Really? At mommy's son? Why?
She was kind of insensitive to me. She's a prima donna.
Your mom is a prima donna?
She's getting her gallbladder removed, and it's like she's dying.
Sexy.
Hey, all right. Wait, now what's going on now?
Now an inside line is ringing. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
J-Dub.
Oh, J-Dub, can we hear your impression of Clementine?
Oh, sure, yeah, that'd be terrific. It's so easy for me to sell your show, guys. You guys just make it so easy. Don, Mike, you guys are the best.
I wish selling was that easy.
It's everything I expected it would be.
Thank you, Rich Little.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Retarded Rich Little.
Wait a minute.
Why could you take him on so he could be your protege?
I'll bring him to the camp going to the summer.
Hey, I want to be invited to the absence show.
You're invited. You're invited, Clem. Yes. That's how easy that was.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
As long as Augie drives. All right?
Yes.
All right, make sure Augie drives.
Augie is Clem's husband.
He's not here this weekend, though.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking.
He's never around. Where's he at?
He's in Atlanta, actually, for work.
Right.
Sure.
He is.
Yeah. All right, now we're calling Ton.
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 Ton. Ton. If there were two, maybe two tons of fun.
And Duck.
Is he from Peking?
Hello.
Hi, Mayor.
Hi,
I'm at the station, sorry.
Tell her she's on the air.
You're on the air, Mayor.
Yes. Oh, hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
We have a regular feature, ladies and gentlemen. A regular feature has been born.
Hi,
how are you, Ton?
Hello, Ton.
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
We're doing wonderfully.
Well, you know, your mom talks about it. You should
talk. I'm glad to hear
that. Listen to this. Your mom's fantastic.
This is delightful.
You're very sexy.
Oh, you're very sexy.
I love your voice.
Oh, do you want to talk to the sexy man, Buzz Burbank?
Yes.
Okay, well, here he is right now. Tom, please say hello to Buzz.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Hello, Tom.
Yes?
This is Buzz from the Don and Mike Show.
Yes?
Don, I understand from your daughter that it's been a while since your husband, Duck, has opened the fortune cookie.
Oh, she told you that?
Yes, she
did. Secret. How could she told you that?
She is concerned for your welfare, Don, as am I.
Oh.
My little lotus flower. I understand it's been a while since Ton has steamed your dumpling.
Oh. I couldn't believe that she told you that.
I am your geisha boy, Ton. I'm here to rev you up and to warm you up for an evening of love with your husband.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How do you do that?
Excellent. She's asking you how you do that, Buzz. I'm doing that, Ton, by talking to you sexy.
Okay.
I understand the relationship lacks starch.
Jesus.
Okay.
So, Tom.
Now, your dad's name is Duck?
Yes,
uh-huh. She's a fried duck.
Hey, you know what you should tell him?
Tell
Tom how to prepare. Maybe put some lingerie on or something.
Don, how can you prepare a duck for a night of love?
I don't know.
Do you have something?
Tell me, I don't know.
Do you have something sexy you can wear?
I have nothing sexy.
You should take care of that. Have you ever heard of Victoria's Secret?
Okay, I went there many times.
Perhaps,
really? When?
Perhaps I could take you on a shopping trip to Victoria's Secret.
Oh, and you pay for every stuff I'm going to buy, right?
Yes, because...
Oh, great, when? Yes. When? Tell me the time and the date.
And before you know it, Ton, you'll be making duck sauce.
Oh, God.
She's like in every Jackie Chan movie I've ever seen. Your mom's so great.
Wow. Ton, would you like to fire up your love life again with your husband?
Yes.
Yes. And so are you thinking about ways that you might make that happen?
No, I don't know. But I don't know.
You need to prepare yourself. You need to make yourself pretty. You need to make a nice surrounding with candles and flowers.
Yeah. Oh, and your station will take care of that for me, right?
Yeah.
You pay everything, right?
Prepare
me for that, right?
Again, the language thing going on here.
Exactly.
It's like when I speak to somebody that's like half English, half Spanish.
Right.
Okay. It's in and out.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Okay.
Your relationship will light up like a rice paper lantern if you follow my advice, Don.
Okay.
That sounds good to you?
Yes, sounds good to me.
Are you feeling more romantic already?
Yes, I do.
My work here is nearly through.
And
what?
Ton?
I will do it tonight.
We'll do it tonight. This is what I'm hoping.
Ton, you know how fond we are of your daughter, Clementine.
Yes.
She's wonderful. She's one of our favorite people at the radio station.
So give her a raise.
Give her a raise.
I wish we could.
Raise, you know, make a vice president, make a VIP, you know.
Right.
Whatever you say, Ton.
Right. Now, Ton, now that I've given you some advice and hopefully some encouragement and some inspiration for a night of love with your husband.
Yes?
Can you get me a deal on consumer electronics?
Buzz.
Wow.
Buzz with the jokes.
That's Buzz doing his shtick.
Actually, she can.
Ah,
really?
See? Good that I asked, isn't it, Ton?
Uh-huh.
Don, I wish you the best of luck with your husband.
Hey, Ton.
I wish you the best of luck, too.
It's very important. Thank you, Ton. It's very kind.
When did you notice your daughter start to bloom as a young girl?
When she was 13.
13?
13?
Yeah.
13?
13. Yeah. Well, she's lovely. Tonight, Ton, you will bloom again.
Oh, okay.
Just try to get Mr. Sexy Pants out of this conversation.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck, Ton.
Do you want to say anything in your in Ton's native language to her?
Yeah.
A little private time with you and your mom.
Do you have anything to say to me in Vietnamese?
Yeah, I will. Okay. I'm very excited, and then mẹ rất là vui, okay?
Okay.
2 hours after you're done tonight, Doc will be hungry again.
Okay, I tell him that I'm ready for his advice, you know, and he will take me to Victoria's Secret, right? And I need the time of day.
Don't follow it. Whatever you say, Ton. But I want to tell you, your mom is the greatest.
Oh, we can call your mom anytime
anytime you want.
Right.
All right, ma'am.
Happy romance, my little spring roll.
Thank you, Ton.
Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you, Ton. Nice talking.
Farewell,
Ton. Bye.
Boy, who knew your mom was so sexy? So wound up.
So now you have a kind of a look on your face that you're not happy. Are you happy with the way that went?
Yeah. I'm happy for my dad. Hopefully she'll take the advice.
Good, I hope so. I hope so, for duck's sake.
Yeah.
And you're not mad at your mom anymore?
No, I'm not mad.
Oh, good.
All right, hold on. Who's calling? I guess we'll figure out. You know, when they call on that line, it makes that big light go off.
I know. It's confusing.
Somebody was on the phone there. Who is it, Robbie?
Beth Ann.
Oh, all right, hold on. It's our producer, Beth Ann McBride.
Would you like to say hi to her, Clementine?
Hi, Beth Ann.
Yes, I'm feeling 60 years.
Oh, now you're doing her mom?
I can do all the trans women.
So wow. You do it.
Wow.
Listen
Did
to
you
that.
Hear
that?
Yeah. Someday I'll say
yes,
that.
Yes, I'm feeling 60. You're going to take me, aren't you? You're going to pay for everything, yes.
That's my mom.
Beth Ann can do all the trans women.
Wow. See, who knew the hidden talents of Beth Ann McBride?
Hey, maybe you'll be able to take the trans on a train. Remember what we found out last week?
Yeah, ride the tram train.
I didn't like that.
Right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, B.A.
So are you satisfied with the way this went, Clementine?
Yes, fully.
Very good.
Totally.
Totally.
Tuttery.
And you are happy. Invited to the Absinthe Show.
Okay.
Absinthe.
What is the Absinthe Show?
That's, you know, I ask Don every day.
Yeah.
I ask him every day.
Before St. Patrick's Day.
What about? Yes. Mid-March. Early mid-March.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very soon.
Oh, March? I thought it was going to be February.
No. Maybe February, Mike.
Maybe February?
Who knows?
Oh, that's good.
Okay, I'm ready.
Hi, Clementine.
Yeah.
How are things going for you in the sales world?
You know, it's been great. Always could be better.
Any particular client you'd like to give a free plug to that might endear you and more to your client? We do that with all salespeople.
Do you want to say hi to anybody like General Chang or General Cho?
There's this guy.
His
name is David.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not his name. He forgot his name.
That's not good
in the sales.
Not good in sales.
I know. Actually, the Freedom Boat guy is really great.
The Freedom Boat guy?
Yes.
All right, really very great. Good.
Freedom Boat. Buy some commercials.
More commercials. Freedom Boat.
Well, you know what? I think boating should be branded in this area more. That's why.
Okay.
I love boating. All right. So it should be branded.
That's the boat rental place, right?
Well, you get like a 5-year membership.
Now you're giving them a commercial now.
Yeah. Well, she's nice,
so
isn't
sweet.
She?
I know, Mike. You're giving nature, though.
All right.
Yeah. No. You should plug Omera's instead.
Thank you.
I love Omera's. Seriously. The steak was better than at Morton's.
Seriously,
that porterhouse steak was awesome.
Thank you, but that's a Hewsonian directive. We're not supposed to talk about
Michael
that.
Michael Hughes said, don't do that anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
I don't think
you got a great deal with the trade.
All right. Thank you, Clementine. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
One last question. If you love boating so much, what happened with the whole Arizona thing?
Oh, yeah.
The what?
Oh, stop it. She's Vietnamese, not Japanese.
Do you remember?
What? I'm sorry.
You sunk my battleship.
I did?
Get out of here.
It's a World War II.
I love
the Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
Continuing on with his
stereotypes.
It's his fault right there.
You guys are the best.
Yes. Okay, love you a long time, Clementine.
Thank you, Clem.
Thank you for coming to beautiful Clementine.
Tell your mom she was fantastic.
And please feel free to keep that number and print call her anytime.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes,
we will. Thank you.
Thank you, Clem.
Bye-bye. That's Clementine Tran.
Be careful with your balance. Because you have lots to juggle.
Wow.
So that's Clementine, and that's Clem's mom.
I hope I did some good there, because there's a language barrier that I think I could only overcome in person.
Oh, great. It was a buzz. God, in a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz, me.
He made it up. Don't you know tonight about 10 o'clock? He's going to be going,
it's really me.
Last name, Tram. All I know is area code 974.
Hi, I am on my cell phone now, and I just happen to be on your front porch. Here I go.
You know why Clementine has such tiny feet? Because nothing crossing the shade.
Jeez.
It's like a Dolly Parton joke.
You know, since you pointed it out.
That's right. Wow, what a bounty.
Wow.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I'm old Buzz.
Yes, hi.
What is your lead story on the news and comments tonight, Buzz?
Snoop Dogg, rap artist or rape artist?
Ooh. Oh, and we're going to get, I know his real name.
Yes.
Ooh. I know his real name. It's like funny, like RuPaul's real name is
Andre Johnson.
Snoop's real name.
Equally funny.
Coming up. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That's very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They can provide storage of the troublesome spouse, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Buzz News Now brought to us tonight by Duramax, the world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Number one because you're in the works.
Someone call for a doctor.
Dr. Dunn's book is just at 1-888 Tri-Pack now. Diana Ross. You think that I don't feel love child.
Yeah.
The landscape is littered with this man's love children.
All over the fruited flame.
You say littered, I say blessed.
Here he is now, Johnny Appleseed. Be doing it tonight. Japanese style.
Tons of fun.
He'll be turning Japanese tonight.
Hello, Ton. I'm on your stoop.
Here now is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The woman who does makeup on HBO's 6 Feet Under is accusing rapper Snoop Dogg and his posse of raping her backstage at the ABC late-night talk show Jimmy Kimmel Live. Kylie Bell won an Emmy for making live actors look dead and worse on the mortuary-centered 6 Feet Under. She was co-hosting The Kimmel Show in its first week out last year, and she says the champagne flowed freely. She also remembers smelling marijuana and seeing Snoop do coke that Friday. But she says there was something in the champagne that left her incapacitated, allowing Snoop and four of his cronies to rape her. She filed a complaint with the police a month later, and she filed her superior court lawsuit in Los Angeles this past Friday.
But most importantly, what is Snoop Doggy Dogg's real name? It's Calvin something.
Calvin Brodus.
Calvin Brodus.
As he's named in the lawsuit.
Hello. Calvin Brodus, would you? Calvin.
But everything I've told you so far, just part of the story.
My man.
Kylie says she waited so long to file a complaint because her family reminded her of Snoop's street gang connections. Several weeks ago, Snoop Dogg, as Calvin Brodus, filed a preemptive lawsuit against Kylie, accusing her of trying to extort him. Soon after she filed the police report, Kylie says an investment group, catch this, an investment group of the Walt Disney Company's ABC TV started paying her living expenses. After the Disney money dried up, Snoop started paying her expenses, she says, while his lawyers and her lawyers negotiated. So there you have it, an Emmy-winning makeup artist and a best-selling rapper on a show owned by Disney, which wrote some checks after charges of champagne, pot, coke, and rape.
Wow. You know what's great about Calvin?
Yes, Calvin
Brodus. Is the fact that he's done this image thing now where he's like in commercials with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Right, he is.
For the T-Mobile thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he pulls it off.
He does, yeah.
Everybody forgets, like, Gin and Juice or whatever those songs are.
Sure, and he's a noted pornographer.
He's lovable now.
Right.
He's lovable Calvin.
Well, we'll see. From our Corrections and Apologies Department, last week in a story about mice with human brains, I mispronounced the name of a Greek mythological character.
Buzz?
Yes.
You're fired.
C-H-I-M-E-R-A is pronounced chimera. Chlamydia. I said chimera, which reminded Don and Mike of NFL swinger Mark Chimura.
Mark Chimura.
We all had a good laugh. Dictionary.com, by the way, defines it as an imaginary fire-breathing she-monster.
Hello!
Usually represented by a composite of a lion, a goat, and a snake.
Also known as Dawn, my first wife.
But when it comes to things Greek, I do enjoy a good hero, which most people mispronounce as gyros. I also recently said some harsh things about a cyber journalist, Matt Drudge, which I
just
now realize were born out of an insane jealousy of his hat.
Oh, I didn't mean to get in the way of your
That's
joke.
All right.
I just wanted to say that.
Yes?
Have I ever told you?
Yes.
You're my gyro. You are my gyro.
And isn't it gyro?
It's gyro. Gyro.
Yeah, it's somewhere between.
Who's my gyro?
I like gyro.
Yeah, gyro.
Gyro sound like a more fun food, but it's
Jet Li stars in Gyro.
Gyro!
It's John Ritter stars in Gyro at Large.
It's Greek to us. Remember, when we say this is the news, that's in quotes.
John Pop stars in Find the Chamber Pot.
And William Cad stars in The Greatest American Gyro.
It'll be days, at the very least, before we know the outcome of yesterday's first Democratic election in Iraq.
Oh, I'm really excited about this, Buzz.
It's going to be a cliffhanger.
How's John Kerry doing?
The only not good.
Oh, hi there.
The only figures in so far are the casualties, which include at least 44 people, counting 9 suicide bombers, some more U.S. and British troops, and, of course, voters.
I voted for Al Sharpton, for president of Iraq.
Quoting President Bush, some Iraqis were killed while exercising their rights as citizens, but Bush is declaring the election a success.
I tried to get a proposition on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. Outlaw explosives.
That's a good idea.
What do you think?
This actually remains to be seen. The polls were mostly deserted in many towns in the Sunni Triangle. 4 polling stations there didn't even open yesterday.
I tell you, Buzz, tonight's going to be trying to find the Sunni Triangle.
And experts say a low Sunni turnout could undermine the new government and even lead to, God forbid, civil war in Iraq.
You have a beautiful Sunni.
In
this late word now,
yes, what?
From the new president of Iraq.
The first message is a Robert Mailman.
They could do worse.
Voted president of Iraq.
Xbox Live for everybody. In money alone, the war in Iraq now costing over $1 billion a week, and $9 billion, not million, but $9 billion of the money we've spent there has gone missing, according to the U.S. Inspector General. The U.S. Occupation Authority in Iraq lost track of about that much money in doling it out to various Iraqi government departments.
I forgot. $9
billion dollars?
Nine.
They lost it?
It's not accounted for.
Do you remember when Steve Martin was funny? You go, the bit, yeah. He caught speeding.
Right.
Aw, forgot. That was the answer to everything.
Yeah.
Aw, forgot. And I hope you appreciate it now that I preface those remarks by saying,
yes.
When Steve Martin was funny.
This yes. is true.
He is not funny now. I made the mistake over the weekend of just, when I'm flipping by everything, right. I stopped on Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh, what a suck fest.
Please shoot him now, and yeah, I'm going to say something that I don't think you've ever heard me say. Shoot him now and let Robin Williams pull the trigger.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
He made you that angry.
I have never seen him. And listen, I've seen Father of the Bride.
Right.
Father of the Bride, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a worse movie that my man Steve has done than this goddamn Cheaper by the Day. And I'm supposed to believe he's a football coach?
And now, do you think now he's going to move into the area where he's going to do dramas? Is he at that stage now where he's exhausted
kind of
everything?
He's kind of done that. He did one movie that was kind of like an accidental tourist thing, which like a spy thing, and he sucks.
Wow.
I can't believe I used to fight about him. Now, I will not give up the Dick Van Dyke versus Jerry Van Dyke.
Okay, but as far as the Steve Martin, Robin Williams, I can declare victory?
Yeah, all it took for me was Cheaper by the Dozen.
All right. Well, yeah. You know, because of that graciousness, I will let you know when I'm ready to put the final nail in Robin Williams' coffin.
I think they were both, funny once.
Doesn't that help a little bit?
So, well, that hurts.
Or might I? Hold on. I just remember. Oh, Jack.
Jack.
So Robin Williams plays the big, gigantic guy that's really a little kid.
I know. There's a lot of
he
pain
he sucks,
there.
Too.
There's a lot. The only thing that's keeping him going is last year's special when he did the stand-up special. He still does stand-up. Does Steve Martin even do stand-up anymore?
No. He's too refined for that.
Yeah, right. Is that the inside the comedy mind?
You know,
right.
The guy that used to make me laugh was the guy that came out with the arrow and the bunny ears.
For me?
That's my guy. Yeah.
Who didn't laugh at that?
That was a funny guy.
Robin Williams is hated by Gallagher.
That's right. That's right. We haven't asked you about Steve Martin. Mm-hmm. We should.
Oh, Gallagher'sMash.com, not Gallagher's Smash. I keep screwing that up.
So it's Gallagher's Mash.
Well,
it's Gallagher's Smash.
It's the same thing. Gallagher's Mash.
Either way, we'll Gallagher there. Mash.
But it's Gallagher's Smash because of the smashing.
Unlike, go to Gallagher Mash because then it's a picture of Colonel Potter.
Jamie Farr.
And unlike Crispin Glover, he doesn't use red print on a black background.
You said Jamie Farr, but I said Jamie Clinger.
Jamie Clinger.
Jamie Clinger.
That's true. Right, like the other actor on the show, Alan Pierce.
Alan Honeycutt.
So we've doled out a lot of money to Iraqi government departments, and $9 billion of it unaccounted for. Bear in mind, these departments or ministries don't have a system to control their finances, don't have security or communications, and don't have enough people to get the job done. Some of the money was apparently paid to ghost employees, some of whom by now are ghosts. And as chaotic as things may be in Iraq, the U.S. Inspector General says our own spending there is, quote, burdened by severe inefficiencies and poor management. Good to know.
Ah, fantastic.
Let's just hope some of the missing money went to buy what may be a statue of George W. Bush in the middle of Baghdad. This may be a bit of bravado in that the last mayor of Baghdad was killed for being too friendly with America.
Scared killed? This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Quoting the new guy, Ali Fadel, we will build a statue for Bush. He is the symbol of freedom.
I know it's going to be scary.
Ali Fadel is not afraid because, unlike the last guy, Baghdad's new mayor has a $150,000 SUV all pimped out with bulletproof windows and flat-proof tires. Fadel says we should pay no attention to the Iraqis who seem to be ungrateful for America's help. He says they're just in shock.
This is really going to be scary.
Need time to adjust.
Mm-hmm. Right.
From our Homeland Insecurity Department, it's easy for a terrorist to get completely outfitted in just about any American police uniform. We'll tell you terrorists how when we come back.
Oh, a fearmonger.
He sure is.
But I think you're dreamy, Buzz.
I thank you.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Four. The one Robert's not getting.
Dreams of.
Which do you think will happen first? That I'll play Xbox online with him? Or that you and I will give him the free jacket from our souvenir store.
Tie goes to the runner.
And now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, it is easy for a terrorist to get completely outfitted in just about any American police uniform. Investing 7 days and $500, the New York Post has proved it. The paper says it was easy to get the uniform, the tie clip, the holster, the baton, the patches, and the badges. They also got the cuffs, the cuff holder, the lapel pins, the hat, the utility belt. A civilian, the paper dressed as one of New York's finest, passed inspection. Quoting one city official, he would be waved through any checkpoint. He could do a car stop or anything else he wanted. It's scary.
Well, aren't there still people out there like that character that Leonardo DiCaprio played in Catch Me If You Can?
Uh-huh.
I mean, when he went down to the Pan Am building and got the fake suit. And I know it was an exaggeration, but there are...
That really happened.
There are con artists that do that.
You know,
stuff.
And I would imagine that if he could do it with a police uniform, can you imagine how easy it is to do an airline uniform? Because those aren't...
Right.
They're what they were 20 years ago.
It's a lot harder because they've cracked down on selling toy planes.
My goodness.
You can't get the logos anymore.
That's how he used to get the Pan Am logo
that's
on his
how
first
he made his payroll check. That's right.
And
good
you
movie.
Know, you know what I think whenever I see that movie?
I'd like to pay you a steak dinner.
How come like one... Oh, that's with the hooker. How come like one of the maids, Jack, never came up to his room and said, you know, we've got a guy with 38 Pan Am toy planes up here.
In the tub. Always tip your maid.
They cut out the part where he killed all the maids.
or that.
And chopped them up.
Didn't take a newspaper reporter to prove this story. There were 326 reported cases last year of guys impersonating cops in New York City. About half of those guys did it for robberies, the other half for other con jobs.
Mm.
We were shocked when Prince Harry dressed up in a Nazi uniform and gave that salute, but then the royal family's ties to the Nazis go way back. Not so much with the Virginia Military Academy, where cadets are being investigated for doing the same thing at a
VMI
costume party last Halloween.
That's VMI.
One guy even wore the mustache. Pictures turned up on a website not affiliated with the academy, but several cadets are still facing charges of conduct unbecoming. There are also pictures of men from the academy in panties and tank tops that read, "I heart a man in uniform." But we should, quoting one bulletin boarder, lighten up. Anyone construing this as anything other than jovial is nothing short of anal retentive. And finally...
All right, just say...
Don, you are on the air, sir.
VMI.
How about you, Bomber Bob?
Semper Fi.
Finally, it's a fun-for-the-whole-family event that harkens back to the Prohibition days. Gilbert, Minnesota's annual...
I had to delete that.
Pete Johnson, where did you come from?
What's that doing in the machine?
You went to the wrong bank.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That should have been withdrawn from that bank.
I'll drink to that.
Thanks, Ed.
Anyway, it's...
Sorry, everybody.
I'm here to tell you about Gilbert, Minnesota's annual whorehouse days.
Yeah.
In the 20s and 30s, Gilbert was known for its bars, gambling, and working girls.
Yeah, I see fish.
There's one now. Now, some citizens want to celebrate this with a two-day festival this summer. But a crowd of angry citizens showed up at last week's city council meeting to protest the event, even though it will feature no actual prostitution.
Oh, well, what's the point?
Nevertheless, to quote one concerned mother, this is not a family-oriented activity.
I don't think so.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No! Yeah. No, Donald.
Oh, hi, Mr. Liddy.
Hello there, Ton.
We gotta go. Ron and Fez are coming up in an hour.
Yes,
on WJFK. We'll be back with a new episode tomorrow. We'll see you then, everybody. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Oh, Mr. Liddy.
And what time does Duck come home?
We gotta go.
Stay tuned for Gary Williams on many of these CBS stations.
It's hooprific.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.